Absolute Law Studios, 96 K-Rock, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years. Man, it makes me feel old as f***. 96 K-Rock.
He was the guy your mother warned you about and says it's a miracle he's still alive. D.C. Fuller. His book is called Meth Monster. Let's bring on the Meth Monster.
It's bad.
D.C., how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. You know what? I saw you. The title of the book, I'm going to admit to you right off the bat, the title of the book grabbed me. Meth, I've always said, has to be the worst drug. I would rank it right up there with heroin. You tend to say it's even worse than heroin.
Oh, absolutely. It takes far more control of your life than heroin does. You can be a functioning heroin addict, but to be a functioning meth addict is next to impossible.
Now, did you make it? Did you make it yourself, or?
Well, at one time, I was a very prolific cook.
25 years addicted to this stuff, and your life went into a downward spiral. You say yourself, you should have been dead by now. You got your way out of it. You're recovering. Let me ask you this. That first time you did meth, didn't something in your brain say, this is going to be the biggest mistake of my life?
No. Something in my brain said, this is the way I want to be for the rest of my life.
That is a way to go.
Yeah, wait, but
I was hooked, hook, line, and sinker, and that was it right there. That was the be-all, end-all of every high that I ever wanted to have.
Now take me there to that first time, and to just to let people know a little bit about yourself, and kind of like put yourself in your shoes for a second. Where, first of all, were you a drug user before you used meth, and what was the circumstance where you took that first pull of the meth?
I was a drug user. I was born and raised up in Maine. Maine in the 60s and 70s was kind of a dead zone. I mean, we didn't have the connection to the world then that they do up there now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a bar shooting a game of pool, myself and a friend, and we were playing a set of teams with these Canadian tourists. Old Orchard Beach, Maine used to be the Quebec Canucks vacation land.
Sure, okay.
And we walked out back to smoke a joint, and I had used acid and just regular amphetamines like Dexies and Bennies and stuff
sure.
like that.
Who am I?
All kinds of stuff. And, well, anything that came down the pike.
We were standing
out back smoking a joint with these Canadians, and they asked us if we could get them some pot. And they said, you know, pot's hard to get in Canada. At the time, the Casco Bay area of Maine was the biggest dumping point for drug smugglers in the country. And we said, sure. And they said, well, if you can, we can hook you up with some of this. And we walked back to their motel room, and the guy shaved a little white powder off this rock and chopped it up on the mirror and laid out eight, tiny little lines. The lines were made out of maybe a match head's worth of this prank.
Okay.
And as soon as I did my two lines, I was off like a rocket, and I was hooked. This is the way I want to feel the rest of my life.
Now, help me out on this, because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't intend to, nor have I ever done meth. What is the high that a first-time user of meth gets?
20 feet tall and bulletproof. You can run through walls. There's nothing you can't do. Everything is possible, probable, and likely to happen in the time that you're high. It doesn't matter what.
Wow.
So any thought that starts banging around in there, it's a good idea.
Absolutely. Somebody robbing somebody, it doesn't matter. The very first thing that happens when you start using any illicit drug, especially meth, your morals get chucked in the ditch. Well, you will do any lunatic thing to further your cause.
What about taking bikes apart and putting them back together?
You go look at a crankster's house, and there is probably nothing in there working because they've taken everything apart. I've watched a million friends do that stuff with their motorcycles, their cars, televisions, VCRs. They're sitting there watching a movie and go, wow, what's that noise? And the next thing you know, they got the VCR in a million pieces on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And it was actually somebody ringing the doorbell.
Wow. Now I want to get something completely straight and understood here. Now, whether you let's take drugs that speed stuff up. I mean, if you're smoking pot, everybody knows it's a depressant.
Yeah, you mellow out.
If you get hungry. If there are certain pills that bring you down, certain pills that bring you high. Cocaine is a stimulant. Cocaine for a lot of people. And I've known a lot of them. They'll say you do cocaine, it'll get you high, and then you automatically say you want more. But for some people, once they crest at a certain high, they don't get any higher than that. With meth, do you have to keep taking it to maintain a high? Can you go from a high to even a higher high if you take meth? And the sky's the limit. What?
Well, on coke, you're only high for about 20 minutes, and then you want more for about 10 hours.
Right. You're right.
On meth, if it's garbage, you're going to be high for 12 hours.
Jeez.
If it's the stuff that I used to cook, probably 36 to 52 hours.
Good Lord.
Holy cow.
Do you sleep? Do you eat anything?
How many hours straight do you stay up?
That's why meth users are so sucked up and they lose their teeth and their hair, because the way meth gets you high is it releases dopamine in your brain. That gives you the 10 feet tall and bulletproof effect.
Right.
But the way it speeds you up is by releasing all of your stored energy at one time. You know how they say if you're stuck on a desert island or in the desert, you can live for 7 days without food, but you have to have water?
Exactly.
Okay. The reason you live 7 days is because it takes that long to burn up all of your stored energy supply. Meth does that in about 12 hours.
Jeez.
If you're smart enough to learn to eat, and when you first try to eat on meth, it's like you're chewing cardboard. If you're smart enough to learn to eat and take vitamins and stuff like I did, one, it makes you higher longer. And two, I've still got all my teeth.
Now, wait a second. With the teeth, and I was always told, at least when you see these things about how bad meth is and all that stuff, it's the smoke, it's the powder that gets into your gums and on your enamel of your teeth. That's what rots your teeth out. I'm wrong then, assuming that, right?
Well, the meth that they make today is not the same meth that I made and that I used. The garbage can stuff that they make today is made out of the most insidious crap. Everything that I used to make meth was pharmaceutical grade. Now, granted, it was J2P, jet fuel, and red phosphorus, and hydrochloric acid and stuff like that, but it was all pharmaceutical grade. There was a purity factor there. What they're using now is like Drano and battery acid and carburetor cleaner, and they're cooking it in galvanized pails and paint cans.
Unbelievable.
And using rubber hoses as condensers and stuff like that. And all of the adulterants that are in the Drano and the battery acid and the lithium batteries and all the lye and all the crap, like red phosphorus. I use pharmaceutical grade red phosphorus. They use road flares and match heads. All of the adulterants and contaminants that are into the product making this garbage can stuff contributes greatly to the tooth loss, the hair loss, and just the general all-around horrific look that someone can get with just a few months of use.
Oh, yeah. Now, we're talking to D.C. Fuller. He's the author of Meth Monster, his 25 years in addiction. You know, and I always thought, you see the news stories, them shutting down a meth lab or an explosion happens because somebody was making meth. You're telling us in your book that cookers now, the people that cook this stuff, can work in labs so small they fit into a cooler and they sell it out of the back of their car.
Hey, this is no lie. I get meth alerts, Google News alerts about meth and methamphetamine. They busted a guy in Plymouth, Indiana, about 6 weeks ago, riding around cooking it on a moped. And the way they caught him is, every 15 minutes he would have to stop and gas it, meaning he'd have to stop and open the container and let the gas out so it didn't explode.
Right.
And they saw him do that on the side of the street somewhere. They followed him to a place, to a house, and they busted him with the lab in his moped, finished product in his pocket, money, and a gun.
Let me ask you, 25 years and the cravings and as long as it took you to get off this stuff, you're recovering today and you've written a book and you're talking about it. But is there ever times with you late at night, you're by yourself, where that craving still comes over you and you say, you're smart enough now to say, no, I'm not. But does it still to this day come over you?
Never. I don't consider myself recovering anymore. I consider myself fully recovered.
What was the definitive thing for you after all of these years? What was the straw for you, D.C. Fuller, the straw that broke the camel's back, that this is it and I'm never going to touch it again?
Well, at 39 years old, after beginning use at 13,
wow,
I was in a little parking area in a beach access out in Ventura, California. When I would run out of steam about 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning after being up and partying all day and working and just doing whatever cranksters do, I had this old rusted out 1970 Dodge van that I was literally waiting for the body to just fall right off of. And I used to, you couldn't ever drive it too far. Well, actually, I drove it from California to Ohio to get away from the stuff finally. But I woke up in this beach access area where I used to go and sleep every day in the shade. And, you know, it was kind of early in the morning. I'd probably gone down there about 3 in the morning. It was probably 7:30 in the morning. I took my dog for a walk. We were walking back, and I took stock of everything. At almost 40 years old, where I would have had, you know, a wife and 2.5 kids and a dog and a mortgage almost paid off and, you know, been tenured in some position somewhere. I had literally nothing but a van full of crap, an old worn-out Harley Davidson, an even more worn-out van, and my pit bull dog. And I looked at him and said, "Bud, we got to get out of here." I collected about $250 of the $400 that was owed me by somebody that I was repairing a truck for and just got the last bit of dope I was ever going to get, and I headed east.
You just said, "That's it. I'm leaving. This is look at my life."
Yeah.
And you were able to stop.
Yep, I'm just done with this. I can't do it anymore.
Well, give me your best 30 seconds of telling people listening to us right now not to do this stuff.
You've got 5 choices: the penitentiary, the nut house, the gutter, the grave, or quit. If you're on it, get off it. If you're not on it, don't touch it. If you know someone that's on it, especially a relative, do the best you can to make them see what's going to happen to them.
The book is Meth Monster, Cranking Through Life, A Look into the Abyss of the American Drug Pandemic. I want to thank you for the time you spent with us.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate your time.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Dave, we're going to try it one more time. Just remember, Now introduce yourself. Read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
All right, all right, all right.
Okay, fine. Dave the Waterman, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take number 9. Dave, that's your cue.
Yeah, right. Anytime you're ready.
Yeah, we are ready, Dave. Go. Dave. Dave, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dave the Waterman from the Stan and Haney Show. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dave, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Good idea.
One more time.
This is Dave the Waterman public service announcement, take number 10.
This is Dave the Waterman. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Wait, cut.
Come on, man, what?
Dave.
Really?
This is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Look, never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs... And if you must drink this weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you, I got it. Just chill, please.
Dave the Waterman, Substance Abuse Public Service Announcement, take, what is it, number 11.
This is Dave the Waterman telling you if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dave. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
Come on, man. That's what I said.
No, it's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth and I'll show you how close it was, brah.
Okay, we're going to do it again, Dave. Say, don't do drugs. If you must drink this weekend, don't drive. Okay, take 12.
This is Dave the Waterman. Weekends are for drunks and do drugs.
Okay, Dave. Thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we got something we can use.
Don't do drugs when you drink this weekend. Don't drive. Woo!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as an Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. You know what? I know what you're thinking. Well, when I say, hey, everybody, on a Friday, I get interrupted with a woo and all that stuff.
Not today.
Not today. He might come by here. He claims he's on his way. But what happened is I guess he stinks and he's been sweating. And he's been at the shop.
Uh-huh.
Now, is the shop the same thing as the air conditioner?
I think so.
And
you never know.
So he claims he's just left the shop and he's got a lot of metal shavings on him.
That's to let you know that what he does is valuable and important, mm-hmm. and that he works for a living.
What, one or two days a week?
As needed.
As needed. And that's, you know, I can only
Hey, he does work hard when it's available.
And when he's told what to do.
Yeah. Well, he likes to dismantle things.
Yeah.
And unless there's a call for that.
Yeah, he likes to dismantle things. He will take apart TVs, cars, bikes.
Yeah.
You know, right there in his living room.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes he'll go days working on a project.
Yep. Sometimes, you know, up to like 52 hours straight on a project. And he's here and all kind of turns out to be just the doorbell. Why? Now, trust me. I don't spend every waking hour with him. I don't. And I couldn't possibly. But why, when we were playing our interview with Meth Monster, did it sound so
familiar? I don't know. I haven't put my finger on it.
You know, they'll bring their car engines right into their house, work on their motors, take it all apart. If you go into a crank's house, everything's taken apart, TVs. Yeah.
That is, that's a hard road. Guy said he started doing meth when he was 13.
13.
And didn't realize that maybe he ought to think about doing something else until he was 39.
Yeah. He was, because he was living in a van.
Man, that is evil.
It's horrible. That's why I was, when I remember doing that interview with him, and it's like, don't you know that once you do that, it... knows. Nope, you didn't, weren't even thinking about it.
Did you see the interview with the mother of that girl that ripped her own eyeballs out in front of the church?
I did not see. Now, I remember when I told you about that. I said, did you see the story about the girl ripping the eyeballs out? Was that meth?
Yes.
Ah, jeez.
And.
Jeez.
The reason that she did it and did it in front of a church is that while she was high on the meth, and her mom said that she was like a day or two from going into rehab. And the reason that she went to the church and ripped her own eyes out is because she had convinced herself that that's what she had to do to get to heaven, that she had to make a sacrifice.
All right, take one eye. Not when you're on the phone with 911 and you're calling, there's a girl pull her eye out, and as you're on the phone, and she's taking the other one.
And if you remember, she fought people that were trying to keep her from hurting herself.
Makes you do crazy stuff. Look, Haney and I have lived some life, and we've tried various things. But I don't know, and I can't get into a person's head. What makes them want to do that? I can even understand somebody that wants to try heroin for the first time. I don't recommend it, but you know, they say it's like kissing God. You're all in a, you get sick and then you're on a cloud nine. It's an escape. Most drugs are an escape. whether it's as simple as smoking a joint, whether it's taking a pill to make you, calm down.
Having a bottle of wine for dinner.
A bottle of wine, not with dinner, but for dinner. It's things like that. I don't recommend it. I can understand it.
You understand the thought process that leads to the flawed judgment.
Even if you want the nose candy, like he said, you're high for, a couple hours and then you want more. But I can understand that you're at a party, you want to go, ooh, hoop it up. I do not understand. And both Haney and I have lived life. Don't understand this meth thing where you're going to go and burn out all of your energy stores in 12 hours, almost like dying in a desert.
Well, I know it's not for me because I like to sleep way too much.
Yeah, I know. And I think it'd have the opposite effect on you.
You think maybe I should give it a shot?
It'd relax you.
Maybe it's what I need.
But I just...
No, but that poor girl...
Miss Eyeball. Yeah.
And I mean, she's only 20 years old.
Yeah.
And the doctors were going into just how much damage she did to herself and how hard they had to work.
Were they able to put an eye back in?
No.
So she'll look normal with a couple of glass eyes. But...
Well, and that's what they said. They said that we need to get prosthetics for her almost immediately or her face will lose its structure.
Oh, yeah, because it's all part of the whole deal of...
Like, holding everything up.
Yeah, holding everything together. Oh, my God. I don't get it.
And... She's done something at the age of 20 that's going to be with her forever.
Yep. All because you took something. I don't understand it. But what am I to understand?
But it's like, how do you develop a taste for something that leads you down that path?
You know, Aunt D-Train, you don't have to have names. You don't have to say how close they were. You ever know anybody that was on meth? You ever know anybody that's taken the meth?
What do they call them? Crankers?
Crankers.
Tweakers?
Tweakers. You ever know anybody?
There's some few people that I had a suspicion, but I don't know for sure. I mean, I've seen my share of crackheads, but not too many meth addicts.
Well, even your crackheads.
But look down on them on the meth heads?
Yeah. A crackhead will say, look at that meth head.
Yeah, stupid tweaker.
You tweaker, you idiot. My God. All right. We're going to
I've seen some scabby people with some bad teeth that I assumed were on meth, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, you don't.
So,
you don't
so what's happening with them? Are they just like in a completely different world?
I don't know.
I would assume so.
Like they're walking around and talking to people, but they're not seeing what we're seeing.
I almost wonder if it's kind of close to a PCP. I'm not sure. Like I said, I've never done meth or know anybody who has, who's talked openly about it.
Oh, well, if it's
it,
like PCP, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Because you and I, we're PCP head. What?
I don't know anything about PCP either. No. I don't know how to relate to that.
Well, PCPs, those are usually the guys you see on TV trying to take on 38 cops by themselves, butt naked, and they get tased, and they don't ever fall down.
And I think they can fly.
Yeah. Or they think they can fly.
Well, that's what he says with that, you're indestructible. You think you are.
Yeah, that's why R. Kelly wrote that song for him.
I believe I can fly. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the grab bag open phones prize blowout today. We'll ask Dave these questions. He'll have the answers. Oh, yeah, if he's here.
Well, he's run with the gangs. He knows it all.
Yeah, he knows it all. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Open phones prize blowout. In about 30 minutes, as we'll open up the phones for the full 3 o'clock hour, get rid of everything we got. Yes, we got Universal Orlando. We have Rodney Carrington, a few other things as well. Also, it's a little early for a traffic update, but Road Watcher just checked in. Car wreck, I-75 southbound mile marker 115 off to the side. What's your deal? That's your shirt. I want you to put that shirt on. That's your shirt.
Get rid of a shirt. I don't know. Did D-Train give that to you?
I thought we had a box of them or something like that.
A box
He was wearing a shirt that was demonic, and I made him take it off.
What was he wearing?
Who, him?
Yeah.
I don't know. When I went outside, he was half naked. But I figure since he's already brought the show to screech and halt, we'll just go ahead and do this now. Here you go. Happy birthday.
Man. Oh, yeah.
What's this?
Well, that's from D-Train.
Now, one of these is a little kitschy, but I think you'll like it.
Oh, that is very, very cool.
Well...
I didn't even know such a thing existed.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to get set here.
Can't Haney enjoy his birthday presents?
I love it. Thank you, D-Train.
Think that'll come in handy?
Yeah, well, I actually don't have one.
Yeah, I figured you probably lost it.
Yep. This is too cool. I didn't even know they made these. Did you see this, Stan?
Yeah, I did see it.
You see this? No. Look at that, Waterman.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Fender Telecaster cutting board.
Why don't you put that? I want you to wear that shirt.
That is unbelievable. Thank you, D-Train.
Man, you need to wear the other shirt.
Yep.
I've had three shirts.
Just put the damn shirt on. D-Train can take a picture.
No, did you give him a demonic T-shirt, D-Train?
Is it the one that has the green things on it?
No, it was red and black. It was something about a fitness machine.
No.
Boob Flex.
Oh, Boba Flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some of that stuff from a listener, yeah.
Because it has demons on it, and I told him he's not allowed to wear that.
He's not.
Yeah.
Well, the average person can fend it off.
What?
It's a safe shirt.
It says demons on it. Yeah. I'm not having it.
No demons.
Thank God.
Well, my guitarist, my old band, was their studio guitarist on like the first three albums. So.
All right.
They're
all right. Tell them to straighten up.
Boys.
Tell them to straighten up and learn some hymns.
Now, what does your shirt say, Dave?
You need to take a picture of that.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Uh-huh. You like that? That shirt's much better, isn't it?
Thank God I took a shower, boys.
Yeah.
I used a mop bucket today.
And that fits you good.
What does it say? Hey. I stand corrected.
Right. Stan corrected.
Stan. Really, man?
Yeah, you're wearing that.
Maybe you should get in the shot all proud of him.
All right.
Is it my shirt? Can I own it?
Yeah, it's your shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nobody wants it after you worn it.
Oh, dude, get out of here, bro. I just
He bathed
shot.
In a bucket.
Yeah, I bathed in a mop bucket, man. And you're going to... You know?
There you go.
I like your shirt.
I had to shout.
Let me see that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Let me see. Hey, stop touching my stuff.
I'm trying to move stuff around. You know how like things are organized, bro?
So what happened? You had to bathe in a mop bucket?
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a meth monster.
Oh, shut up, man. I was at work today, and I went to go get in the shower. They have a shower there. Ron's like, yeah, we got a shower. And I went to turn the water on, no water. So we're like, oh, man, there's an issue. So I said, forget it. We don't have time to mess with it. I'll just grab the mop bucket, and I'll fill it full of lukewarm water, stand in the shower, and just use a sponge and sponge down.
Lukewarm water?
Yeah.
Lukewarm water.
Oh.
And go to lukewarm walk water.
Man.
I
thought maybe it was some kind of industrial solvent, lukewarm.
Do you know how much mold and mildew is in your average mop bucket?
Huge.
Well, dude, I use nothing but bleach in it, man.
Yeah, thank you. Grab bag.
It's good for the skin.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
Mighty tasty, especially when you get a floral scent.
US 41 North Naples.
I'm resourceful, boys. I'll get the job done.
That shirt fits you like a glove,
yeah,
Dave.
It's like it was meant for you.
Ha! Yeah.
Dateline, Cape Coral, Florida. Allow me to read the story, and I'll have some sound in the grab bag. Dateline Cape Coral. An escort, a female escort, showed up at the wrong house in Cape Coral, Florida this week.
Hey, baby.
And she had her bodyguard with her. So the couple who lived there called the cops. And both the escort and her protection got arrested.
For what? They had the wrong house. They didn't do anything.
A couple of neighbors decided to talk to the local news. There's the escort and the bodyguard.
Do we have a name on these neighbors?
Let's see. The first neighbor
starts with a B, doesn't it?
The first neighbor is a Melissa Badinsky. Mm-hmm. No, Melissa Jones.
Man, that is just, that's sad. I'm looking at the picture. At
Here, man. Melissa describes what happens when the escort and the bodyguard in Cape Coral come to the
How
wrong
How desperate
wrong
was
house.
That, John? I mean, she's...
Here you go.
They hid behind the post so that we couldn't see him out the peephole. She texted me at 2:30 while it was happening saying, is your husband banging on my door and ringing my doorbell? That's insane. She's lucky she didn't come to my door. Let's put it that way.
Floor. Miss appalled.
We have young children in our home that we don't even let play their bikes outside by themselves for weirdos, and that's a whole different kind of weirdo. She seemed petrified. I think they were seriously in fear for their life. We have young girls and young boys. Neither one need to be exposed to any little lady in a pink teddy at 3 a.m.
I would have answered the door with my shotgun.
Yeah, man. Who would pay for that, bro?
You.
Yeah, right.
No, it does. It. That's another one I don't understand. Can you help me with that?
What? Any...
Someone paying for that.
Any ship in a port?
No way.
I don't know.
Are you telling me that you're going to spend money on that? I mean, you can find any bar skank will do.
I stumbled upon it. I don't know if anybody's seen this show, and I'm going to give you an example. Any ship in a port or they're providing something. Anybody ever watched this show? First time I've ever seen it. My 600-pound life.
I've seen the previews, but no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not on my radar.
There's this bedridden woman. She's grandma. She was, I think she topped off at like 700 pounds, couldn't get out of bed. And the doctor put her on the diet so she could eventually, when she got down to 500, could have the bypass
Excuse
surgery.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why did she not do something when she reached 300 pounds and couldn't get out of bed? Why did she wait until 7?
She likes donuts, she likes pizzas, she likes everything. So,
and someone's willing to bring them to her.
Yes. Her boyfriend.
Oh.
And they became boyfriend and girlfriend, she claimed, within the last year or so. So she was already 600, 700.
So he's a chubby chaser.
Well, she can't do anything. She's bedridden and has, like, leg ulcers and all this. And the doctor says to her, where are you getting the food from? You can't get out of bed.
I can't move.
I've got a diet for you that you're supposed to lose weight. Well, it's my boyfriend. He gets what he wants, and I get what I want. And I'm like, what the hell does he want with that? This woman's bedridden. And so, yeah.
Is that her after she lost weight?
No, this one, that's the one I'm talking about. Is a black woman who, when they finally took her to the hospital for the first time, found maggots in the folds.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. And you watched this voluntarily?
I started to. Had to shut it off because she wouldn't stick to her diet. She got depressed when she didn't lose the weight. She actually gained weight. And so she tells her boyfriend, who gets what he wants when she gets what... And they show her in bed at a house provided by them. The show, sitting in bed eating a stack of pizza because she's depressed.
Hey, D-Train?
Yeah.
Is it just me or do we not have internet today?
No, it's Google Chrome. Google Chrome's turned to garbage.
So should I just restart it?
You can try, but like if you launch Internet Explorer, I guarantee it'll work.
Did you hear about this, Haney? The armed...
Do I have to upgrade this?
Will you please? We're on the air.
No, you're good.
The armed sheriff's deputy that was at Parkland.
Oh, that brave fella.
Oh.
He's resigned because for 4 minutes, armed sheriff's deputy didn't bother to go into the school.
He better not get his pension.
He is. That's why he resigned. I am torn 50-50 on this. Because he should have gone and taken that kid out.
Yep.
Yeah, because the shooting only lasted 6 minutes and he was outside for four of it.
Yep.
But on the other hand, after finding out about this guy, he's been a cop for 30 years, 25 of those as a school resource officer. Mm-hmm. So he probably doesn't think of himself as a real cop anymore.
He thought he had a cushy gig until things jumped
here's
off.
Here's Sheriff Scott Israel, Broward County Sheriff's Office.
What I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in. He went on his, I think he got on his radio at a point in time, and he took up a position where it looked like he could see the westernmost entry into the building and stayed where he was. Never went in. Devastated. Sick to my stomach. There are no words. I mean, these families lost their children. We lost coaches. I've been to the funerals. I've been to the homes where they sit and shiver. I've been to the vigils. It's just, there are no words.
They should put together a policy to rotate those guys out so they don't sit at a job like that for too long and, like I said, think it's a cushy gig.
And you also wonder, what were his actual instructions? Because they had to have talked about this scenario. And what he did on purpose, which was to try and ID the suspect and call for backup.
Well, the written interview I read from the same captain who was talking said his job was to go in there and try to neutralize the threat.
Yes, let's put it this way.
When it comes to kids, there's no time for backup. You can get your ass in there.
He resigned. The sheriff said he can't believe he didn't go in there. He assumed a position to go in and didn't go in. 4 minutes went by. He resigns, and right now there are so many death threats against that deputy sheriff. The bottom line is he should have gone in.
I don't know what he was thinking.
I'll tell you who's thinking something.
That's how things can happen. Because he's received all kinds of awards for the good work that he's done with the kids. And
but when it comes to crunch time.
And he will be forever defined by this.
Well, Trump, the president of the United States, called him a coward. That's heavy.
That's very heavy. And I worry about him.
Black History Month is the month of February. And NYU is under a little bit of heat. You see, at NYU's dining hall, they wanted to have a special meal celebrating Black History Month. Two people wound up getting fired for this. And NYU student Kayla Eubanks filmed it. Their special meal for Black History Month at NYU. I like it. I would have eaten it, but they evidently were offended by it. Ribs, collard greens, cornbread, Kool-Aid, and watermelon.
What's wrong with that?
Black History meal, right? Cracking. Yeah, there's Kool-Aid and watermelon water. Gee, this is the most problematic thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, they got fired.
Hey, let me ask you this, and I mean it seriously. I'm not being sarcastic. Is there any meal that you could possibly serve during Black History Month that wouldn't offend anybody?
No, but interestingly enough, Kayla, the one who filmed it...
What does a hamburger have to do with Black History? We should have some ribs and collard greens up in here.
Kayla, the one who filmed it, she was the first one to complain.
Little Kayla?
Yeah. Nobody else did before. Here's something that's even more horrific. 2018 Winter Olympics. German figure skater Nicole Schott.
You know how innocent Nicole Schott is? She truly is.
Yeah.
I think she should be celebrated because she's completely innocent.
Naive. German figure skater.
Well, some might say ignorant.
Yeah,
I prefer
ignorant.
Innocent.
German figure skater Nicole Schott, 2018 Winter Games, chose her music for her long performance, her freestyle performance. German figure skater chose
and
the...
And she's been practicing with this, and everybody told her it was great.
Chose the music from Schindler's List.
That's what you're going to use in the Olympics.
The next skater represents Germany. Nicole Schott.
Wow. It is pretty.
Nicole's performing to Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Dave has German heritage, and he just got frightened.
That's bad, man.
Yeah.
That is
bad. How? I mean, but seriously.
She doesn't know.
We're dealing
like
with
Haney said,
naive
she's been practicing
people.
It for months. It's not like she practiced it by herself in a bedroom. There's had to have hundreds of people heard it over the last year or two.
Ted Cruz made a nice analogy because he saw this episode of The Simpsons. Ted Cruz, again, using a cartoon for an analogy.
I think the Democrats are the party of Lisa Simpson, and Republicans are happily the party of Homer and Bart and Maggie and Marge.
Why? Well, Homer brought home a gun.
It's a handgun! Isn't it great? This is the trigger, and this is the thing you point at whenever you want to die.
Homer! I don't want guns in my house.
But I have to have a gun. It's in the Constitution.
Dad, the Second Amendment is just a remnant from Revolutionary days. It has no meaning today.
You couldn't be more wrong, Lisa. If I didn't have this gun, the King of England could just walk in here anytime he wants and start shoving you around.
Uh-huh.
You want that? Huh? Do you?
No weapons.
A gun is not a weapon, Marge. It's a tool. Like a butcher knife or a harpoon or an alligator.
Thank you, Homer.
Thank you, Homer. Finally, on today's edition of the Grab Bag. No, you're not going to see it on TV anymore. But you are going to see the Osbournes on a new podcast. The Osbournes are back.
What do you mean? It was a podcast, wasn't it?
It's the Osbournes podcast.
What's a podcast?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's how it goes.
Jack Osbourne here. Just wanted to let you know that your favorite dysfunctional family is back, this time as a podcast. Do you guys still have lots of sex?
Dad, just please. I don't want to know about mom and dad bumping uglies.
I wasn't even in it.
I know, you didn't want to be in it.
Was I?
Yes.
Was I stoned?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It was of that time period.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sounds about right.
I remember trying to sleep one time and going up to your room, and Eminem was in there.
You made that sound so pervy.
No, but it wasn't like a room.
You just
it
made
was like,
that sound so pervy.
No, but
pervy.
You were like hanging. It was because like, we
it
were living
D12
in these bunks.
It was D12 and Eminem.
Eminem?
Eminem. The Eminem, not the candy.
I probably had some candies too.
Bill Cosby. Now, what a joke. He went public and he did interviews about how disgusting we were.
You know, these people come off as holier than thou. They always get caught.
Always.
Like the Duggars?
Who was that, Kelly?
So the Dug, yeah, they had a reality show. There was like 18 or 19 of them.
Mrs. Duggar's vagina.
Mom!
Must be...
You are our mother. Stop. We are the children. We don't want to hear that coming out of your mouth, Mom.
Well.
There you go. They're a podcast now. Dave, you up to the task?
Yeah, looks like I got some competition.
can we expect this
That's
week?
Not a fair fight between Ozzy and Dave.
What about this weekend?
As a matter of fact, it's not a fair fight between him and those girls over at the gym.
Yeah, true.
What about Wu Time this weekend?
Wu Time's going to be done tonight.
Yeah,
right.
What are we talking
D-train?
About this weekend?
D-Train.
Yes, sir.
We're doing it tonight?
Sure thing.
All right, beautiful.
So that means you don't get to have a beer until Saturday.
Yeah, typically, yeah, I've been switching it up.
Do your podcast drunk.
He only did that the first time.
Yeah, dude, I've been... Hey, D-Train, have I been real good at your place, bro?
As far as I know.
Yeah. See?
Saw him last week trying to fix all the equipment while you were sitting there doing nothing.
And those neighbors, I guess, were going crazy.
Yeah, yeah, those man. Yeah. Hey, and I figured out the light situation. I'll tell you about it outside.
Okay. Very cryptic, but that's fine.
What did you want to ask him about meth?
I can't remember. It was something about meth.
What about it?
You know people on meth?
Yeah, you know people on meth?
I've known people on meth, yeah.
What is it about meth that they like so much?
Because it's so obviously bad for you.
It's so obviously bad. I mean, we were talking earlier.
Other things that are bad for you, you can go, oh, that's bad. But you know what? It's fun.
No. Look, you got stuff called shake and bake.
Shake and bake,
which is the real nasty stuff, man. You know, it's got like alkaline battery acid.
Yeah, he was talking about that. Yeah.
Acetone, all that junk in it. And then you've got your Mexican shards, and that is pure like glass. That's the real, you know, pure.
From the Absolute Law Studios, 96 K Rock, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years, 96 K Rock.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Area code 239-277-9600. Open phones, prize blowout. We'll go over the prizes here momentarily, but I will be perfectly honest with you.
What's up, man?
My feelings are hurt. I cannot believe.
Oh.
You know what? Don't owe me. I thought for a split second that you might have come to your senses. Let me go. I want you not to say a word until I'm done. And then you can go and attempt to defend yourself.
Oh, man.
So I'm at home last night, minding my own beeswax. I'll get the text exactly. I wonder, is there a way to print these texts online so that people can see that I'm not?
Yeah, you were probably at home, you know, cooking chicken wings in an air fryer.
Yep.
Because they're cheap.
Yep, and tasty. Here's Dave.
Right.
And then I'm going to tell you what happened here just moments ago. And again, my feelings are hurt. I didn't think that you would stoop to this level. And I got a witness in D-Train when Haney walked outside ahead of us who witnessed it.
And by the way, I want to thank you, Stan, for my new birthday present.
Yes.
And D-Train found the coolest thing for me.
Yep.
It's
very thoughtful.
It's a cutting board for the kitchen, but in the shape of a Fender guitar. It is awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Happy late birthday.
Text last night. Let me see what time this text came in. 8:18 p.m. Stan, I got something really cool you might like. I'm going to bring it to the radio station tomorrow. This belongs in your condo. I replied, "What is it, Dave? Take a picture of it." "Bro, it's much cooler than you think. I found it in my memorabilia. Trust me, bro, you're gonna flip."
Dave's reading along as you're reading your...
Yeah.
And he's very... I wish you'd film that. That was really animated. That was good acting, Dave. Yeah.
And I said, okay.
He's got chops.
Thanks, bro.
So I'm saying he's bringing me something in for my condo. Very nice.
Very thoughtful,
very thoughtful. So he comes in with stuff in his hands that he wants to show, you know, a Towering Inferno poster or something.
Side invention, whatever. Man.
And it's cool. It's signed by Irwin Allen.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any value to it.
No.
It's got a crease down the middle.
Yep. So he's got a...
No, but the signature is awesome.
You would be surprised.
What he wrote on it is very cool.
Is it personalized?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, that also kills the value.
Yep, it does.
Hurts the resale.
So he's got a tube, a poster tube. And he goes, Stan, I brought this in for you. I'm like, oh, okay, well, what? Let's see what it's all about. He says, yeah, I think I'm going to need a few bucks for this.
What?
And I stop it. I think I'm going to need a few bucks for this. And I said to him, you witnessed it. Then, Dave, I don't have any money for your stuff. I said, don't even show it to me. Bring it out to the car and put it away because I thought you were bringing me something for my condo.
It wasn't presented as an item for sale.
And so he says, I need a few bucks. I said, don't show it to me. Oh, you've got to see it, bro. I said, I'm not buying anything from you, Dave. You said it was going to go on my wall at my condo. Put it away. No.
He never mentioned money until today.
Do you
think
that text was a bad attempt at a sales pitch? I mean, that's something Ray would have hit you up with.
He's not.
That is like Ray's
style.
Yeah,
I got something you want to see. I think it'll be great in your driveway.
And I think that's mighty low. And I told you, I don't want to see it. And he's decided he was going to go and unveil it anyway.
In the wind,
where it starts to crease and all that stuff.
Come out.
And it does look like something you'd like very much.
Absolutely. Put it away. I don't want it.
I'm going to make a phone call after this break.
No, what, a phone call? Yeah. You should have made a phone call to somebody else instead of texting me at 8:30 last night.
He's got
to
call an expert to get the value of it, kind of like on Pawn Stars.
I don't want to know about it.
Stan, don't worry about it. I'm going to buy it for you.
Thank you, Haney.
I mean, I gave you a Derek Jeter rookie card, bro. Just gave it to you.
No, you took it back.
So are you keeping track of the value of the things you give your friends as a gift?
No.
Because I'm sure they have one hell of a list they could read back.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
I had two
of them. 27796.
I don't keep a list.
I know. Neither do I.
I don't either, man. I'm just saying I gave you a Derek Jeter rookie card. That was pretty cool, huh? Whatever, bro.
What else have you given him?
What else? What else have you given me?
Loyalty.
Good times.
What the hell? Loyalty and good times.
Yeah, good times.
Unconditional love.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Occasionally I pull out something.
I don't want to see it anymore. Put it in your car.
Well.
With the Towering Inferno poster that
is really
Poseidon
cool.
Poseidon Adventure,
whatever,
man.
That's creased, and D-Train said it's not worth
but
nothing.
But it's signed by Irwin Allen.
It's worth something.
Personally signed.
I meant to ask you.
Yes.
Did you see the story about the guy pranking his grandmother with the winning lottery ticket?
No.
I know grab bag time is over, and I just want to see if the quality is good enough to come through.
Bro, this has got to be on your wall at your condo.
And you're thinking, man, that's really nice.
That's really nice of him.
I said it would look good on the wall. Not that.
Get out of my sight.
Okay.
Don't
worry.
What are you doing, Dave?
I'm going to go.
Come get some pizza.
I'm going to get some pizza, and I'm going to make a phone call.
How many slices are left of that pizza? One?
Five.
Oh.
You can't do that.
What? Eat pizza?
In the middle of the show, that's cool. I'm going to go get some pizza and make a phone call.
See you later.
Well, he's telling me get out of his sight.
I don't want to see in my line of sight.
All right. Well,
what are you going to play?
So, the grandma in question is an elderly African-American woman who is sitting on a recliner and wearing a leopard print bathrobe. I'm just trying to set the scene for you. And her grandson hands her, I guess she plays the lottery regularly, hands her one of those gag things.
I've seen them.
And she thinks she's won $10,000.
All right. Is this edited in case there's cussing?
I don't think there's any cussing.
Okay.
You damn Trump. I can't stand Trump.
$10,000.
Pig mouth.
How come? I got three kids to read it because I could when I saw the three. It's usually three. If you match three, you got some. What do you say, Jim?
That's a dollar ticket, though, so you can't win.
You can. That's what's against yes, you can.
I wouldn't know how to feel.
Yeah, let me see. Let me read it, y'all. Make sure.
I wouldn't know how to feel.
I want to get the first one for D-Train. The first scream.
Oh,
He
likes my cooking.
Damn Trump. I can't stand Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it.
See, you laughed. Hold on. That's what I wanted him to get.
The whole thing?
Well, he can split it up. But that scream, and then I knew it.
Get back to I hate Trump.
Yep. I want to get that in as much as possible.
Damn Trump. I can't stand Trump.
Okay, that should be good.
Fast forward to the end when they read her the results.
Yeah, what happens when she realizes? Yeah, when she realizes she doesn't get it.
See, and then you called me and told me you had me down for the holidays. And then I went and, you know, the money you paid to my house.
Granny, don't start. Stop.
No, I
need Granny, hold on. Stop.
I hate Trump.
Hey, hello.
Granny.
Read the back of the ticket. Let's see where we got to go.
Oh, she never. She wouldn't believe him.
No. 2779600. We have our last pair of tickets to go see Rodney Carrington. We have Sunshine Ace Hardware. We have Stan and Haney bobbleheads.
I can't believe we still have a ticket for Carrington. Everybody wants those.
I know. One
a lot
left.
Of controversy.
I held back yesterday, so we have one today.
Oh, so you fought him?
Yeah. No, everything was legit on that.
Oh, good. Because I didn't like what you were trying to do there.
I wasn't trying to do anything.
Rules are rules.
Stan and Haney bobbleheads, Westworld Blu-rays, pewter mug, Everblades tickets, 30th anniversary K-Rock Miracle t-shirts, and at some point, maybe, Universal Orlando.
Maybe.
2779600. What do you got for us, Haney?
I don't know. I was so wrapped up with Grandma, I didn't think about it. Anything anybody really would like to hear? Dave, D-Train, Stan?
Yeah, what? What is it, though?
Some fog hat, man.
You can't go wrong with that.
No, I was going to make a request.
Okay. What is it?
Turnpike Troubadours Before the Devil Knows We're Dead. You'll like it.
Should I go with fog hat or?
Well, I know fog hat's solid. The
Turnpike Troubadours Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Troubadours. Oh, yeah, I think my sister likes them.
How's your sister doing?
She is doing great. Wish me a happy birthday.
Send her my best.
I will, but we need to do something for her. I'm glad you brought that up. Do you know what album it's off of, D-Train?
Well, I can look.
Well, you find that, and I'm going to start taking some calls.
No, I need to tell you this.
What?
She is one of the chaperones. My nephew is in the high school band.
Yeah.
And they are performing in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
And I've told you about this before, and I would love to get a hold of the people that run the place. Florida has an embassy in Washington, D.C. We're the only state with an embassy, and I want to get it set up so they can do something special for the kids while they're up there.
Who, the embassy?
Yeah.
What, like maybe a buffet dinner or something?
I don't know, but I'm figuring we could call them up, have them on the air, give them a little publicity, and then they'll treat the kids good. We'll let them know they're coming.
We can try.
All right, well, let's work on that. And Burton from the Knack, I'd like to talk to him, too.
Yeah, I know that.
And what about those pictures I was supposed to see?
27796.
Goodbye Normal Street is the name of the album.
Goodbye Normal Street, Haney.
I don't have that.
All right.
Oh, there it is.
Bottom left. There you go.
Any cussing in it?
No, it's good.
Going out by request. The D-Train.
Yeah, man, we jammed this in his truck, dude.
Right on.
It's pretty cool. Well, he was pushing
80. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jay from Marco Island.
Hey, Jay from Marco Island.
How you doing today?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, it's the first day of spring training games today.
So is it?
It sure is. Sure is. Okay. I'm going up to Bradenton tomorrow.
Ooh,
hold on a second. Where you live, you're within... Like a
ball throwing distance.
Skip and a jump from two stadiums, and you're going to Bradenton.
Yep, because the Yankees are playing there tomorrow.
Sweet. Yeah. Yankees. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
You know how many people up north would be so jealous of you living right around two stadiums, and he's driving to
Bradenton? I'm not a Red Sox fan.
Never will be.
Nope.
That's exactly my question, though, is that I wanted to go to other parks. I've been to JetBlue, I've been to Hammond Stadium, and I want to get the real baseball experience this spring training, and I want to know what parks are really...
Well, you know what I'm going to say. I wish that you would have been able to experience Dodger Town, but
I think Dodger Town is open with another spring training team.
A major league team?
Yes, but double check on that. I know they got a minor league team there now, but it's not the same. They rebuilt it all up. But I think Dodger Town in Vero Beach, D-Train, has another
major
league team.
That was a magical place.
But you should go up. What you need to do is go up to Charlotte County and take a look at their stadium where the Tampa Bay Rays train.
Yeah, I've never been there.
That's a nice place. Also, another great place is where the Phillies train up in Clearwater. That place is probably one of the best for spring training ball.
Yeah, right now Dodger Town's only doing college ball and lacrosse.
Okay. I know there was a team fighting to go in there.
What about boardwalk and baseball? Anybody
torn
there?
Torn down. 277-9600.
Yeah, all the places I know are gone.
Yeah. What? Terry Park right here. That was built like in the 30s, had a lot of spring. The Royals used to be there. The Pirates used to be there.
D-Train, see if anybody trains at City Island Park in Daytona.
Oh, I'm almost sure.
When I was a kid, the Expos played there.
That might be where the Nationals play. Who's over in Melbourne now? The Marlins? Well, I'm 28. They have a spring training team.
Yeah, because they're... their Florida State League team is the Manatees.
Yep.
So, they're in, I think, in Vieira.
Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey.
Hey, just wondering if you guys...
Can I have your name, please?
Did you hear the president?
Can I have your name, please? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Not much. I was calling. I heard about the Rodney Karen tickets. I was trying to win.
No. 277.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
No. And even if you going with your blinker on while you're on the air, it's not good either. And you got to know the rules. 277-9600. I apologize to the audience, too, because I'm very short-tempered right now because my feelings were hurt.
Island City Park has a lot of college teams as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Now, that was beautiful. Because you're on an island in the Halifax River.
So many of these baseball teams, major league teams, a couple of them actually went to Arizona, Dodgers being one of them, but they want the latest facilities and have all the latest stuff. And so all of these old traditional places they used to go and train. I mean, we've got City of Palms Park sitting right in downtown
vacant.
Fort Myers, vacant.
And you would think with two other teams here that what they'd save on transportation costs, somebody would go right in there.
You'd think.
I think Florida Southwestern plays there.
That place is, but not a major league team.
Nope.
That place is pristine, and it is so well taken
Wasn't
care
it
of.
Really, the Red Sox only didn't like that place because of parking, right?
A lot of it had to do with stuff. Their lease was up. They honored their lease at City of Palms Park, and they were when
because how old is that? It's not that old.
That was built in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. But when a baseball team, say you're the owner of the Diamondbacks, they play in Arizona, so it doesn't matter. You go and you get a lease with them in Florida for to build the stadium, and you might sign a 20-year lease with them. Well, when you get to about year 19, after being in the same spring training park, other cities in Florida start throwing you offers. We'll build you a new park, modern facilities. Arizona starts talking to you for the Grapefruit League. Come on out over here. And then they start taking the bids.
I thought we were the Grapefruit League.
We're grape. They're a Cactus League. And they'll go. Now, the Red Sox were being, when their lease was up in downtown Fort Myers, they were being courted.
They could have gone anywhere. Yeah.
And stay in Fort Myers. We'll build you a little Fenway. Okay. And meanwhile.
Well, and let's face it. If you're going to have a spring training team and it's not the Yankees.
Oh, it's pretty good to have the Red Sox. Oh, yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, great question yesterday. Kind of a segue for the baseball, but other than the PC culture being, I think, probably one of the greatest threats against freedom of speech was how it's, I think the worst side effect from that was how it's separating people from debate. I mean, the amount of friends and cousins from New York and Connecticut that I debate with have befriended me is insane. Where you can
Because it's very liberal. It's very liberal and very PC up there.
Well, it's a side effect. Like these are friends and family that I've been debating with for years, and no problem. And all of a sudden, over the last 3 years, I've noticed as soon as you bring up a topic or you guys start debating and somebody gets to it, they just defriend you instead of continuing the debate. It's insane.
I hear you, brother.
You triggered them.
You know, and I was watching this My 600-Pound Life on the...
you seem to be really into
they
that.
They have a bunch of shows, and this it just popped in my head. They've got... There is no, I think it's the TLC channel. There is
that used to be the Learning Channel.
There is not a single show of value to society on this channel.
On the Loser Channel?
Yeah. Well, one of these deals is where like a couple is trying to find a lesbian to be two women and a guy and all this. But it dawned on me. What will be the next thing? Having more than one wife is illegal. What if somebody, you know, all these people, their religious belief says that they can have, like a Mormon, can have more than one wife, and they take that. Are you going to tell somebody how to live because they might be married at the same time to two different people? Well, then that's the next thing.
You need to respect different cultures. The only culture that you do not respect are Christian white males. The open season. But anybody else, they need to be protected.
Yeah. Well, I think it should be completely legal for a husband or a wife to have as many wives or husbands as they want. And that's the way I choose to live. You know, come on.
And I know that I look into things and read things that most people will never see. But what is going on in Europe right now is astounding. In Sweden?
Yeah.
You can be thrown into jail for comments that are perceived as anti-immigrants, even if they're
truth. That's hate speech.
Yeah. You make a comment on Facebook, they'll come to your door and arrest you. Meanwhile, there are those no-go areas where the police can't even go because the immigrants run them.
Yeah. I like Trump's words earlier. Take ICE right out of California. You're on your own. He said that. He said, you know, I have a good mind to just take ICE out of California. Handle it yourselves. And he said, I'll give you 2 weeks. You'll be begging me to come back. He's right.
Yeah, ICE, let them do what they want, but no more federal money.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. We got to take a break. More of your phone calls and prizes. Second half. We'll have Universal Orlando for you. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the after nizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp.
but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Right smack dab in the middle of Open Phones prize blowout, 277-9600. Before we go back to the calls, I'll go over the prizes again, too. Breaking news, and I don't want to make too much of this until we know more. It hasn't even made the websites yet.
We can go to live feed if you want.
No, I just, because I don't know if it was intentional. I don't know if it was accident, somebody drunk behind the wheel, what it might ever be. Secret Service is reporting, and this is coming to us from Fox News Network. A vehicle driven by a woman struck one of the exterior barriers to the White House. Secret Service immediately apprehended the woman. She is in custody right now. The woman driving the vehicle hit a barrier near the White House. Again, immediately apprehended. Did not breach White House grounds and was quickly gathered up by Secret Service agents. If you see anything on this, please print it up. Let me get the latest. Yeah, vehicle rammed security barrier at White House. Vehicle did not breach the barrier. We'll get you more detail. Woman driver.
She should have had polyglass.
Yeah, polyglass tires. 277-9600. The prizes available if you contribute to the show. What did I do with them? Let's see. What did I do with my prize sheet?
Just throw it at Dave?
Yeah, probably. We'll have Universal Mardi Gras, Rodney Carrington. We also have Stan and Haney bobbleheads, 277-9600, pewter mug.
Where did Dave go?
I don't know. Where did you go?
A miracle happened.
What?
I want him.
He went to go get the prize list for Stan.
Oh, thank you.
But when
you.
He comes back, there was a miracle. I don't know how it happened.
I don't care about his miracles. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, boys. This is Sailor Tim. How are we doing today?
What's going on, Sailor?
Oh, nothing. I got to thinking about what Haney said. I got those tickets from you last week. Thank you very much for the hockey tickets.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to thinking about what Haney was saying. I've got some beautiful pictures of being on the water, local backwaters, just gorgeous pictures of the local area. And I'm going to bring them up to you. I have them on DVD or I have them in regular picture form. Can you guys use a DVD? They really came out sharp.
No, yeah. We're still on beta.
I'd love to see him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to convert to beta.
I'll get them up next week to you. This is absolutely stunning. I got one where we're heeled over doing about 7 knots, and it's a pod of dolphins. And they are so
sweet.
Close to the boat, and we are eye to eye with these dolphins, literally touching these dolphins as they're swimming next to the boat.
That is... That is so awesome when you're out on a boat and they're racing with the bow. There's nothing like it.
It is. It's a whole new experience. And
can I get you something, buddy?
No, you gave me tickets last week.
That's right.
I just want to call up and say thank you, and I'll get you the pictures about Tuesday or Wednesday next week. I'll get them to you.
All right,
sounds good.
Appreciate it. Any further news? Did anything pop up on the the barrier? 277-9600.
Somebody,
woman driver, ran into the barrier at the White House.
There you go.
Secret Service immediately picked her up. Did not breach the White House grounds. But I don't know if it was an accident.
Well,
I don't know if it was intentional.
You said it was a woman driver.
Yeah. Exactly. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
Dave from Canada calling.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, we love this show. I just want to tell you guys, we've been coming down here since 2010, and every year we look forward to listening to the show. We talk
Thank
about
you.
It, me and my wife, before we get here on our trip, and we have to go home. We're sad. What I want to ask is, how do we stream you and get your show up in Canada?
Oh, it should be no problem. There's, you can do Alexa.
Okay.
You can do various, the 96K Rock
if
app.
The app's
the easiest way.
If you go to stanandhaney.com, there should be links to everything, isn't there?
Correct. Okay. If you go to stanandhaney.com, you can click on archives, and every single show, I think, for the last 2-3 months are up there.
And the live streamer should be there.
And Stan and Haney, one other thing. Dave drives me and my wife nuts, and we came up with a nickname for him.
What?
Every time we hear him on the air, we call him Pig Newton. That's just the first thing we say is that damn Pig Newton at it again.
Why do you call him Pig Newton,
man?
Well, see, we're from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, right across from Detroit. And to me, the perfect cookie is a Fig Newton. And the opposite of perfect is a Pig Newton.
Okay.
A Pig Newton.
Right on. So you're from Ontario.
We are. We live out in Nova Scotia, but we're right across from Detroit from Windsor, Ontario.
And so how long are you guys down for? When do you head back?
We head back March 5th. I'm a golf pro up in Canada. I got to get my tail back up there and get to work.
Now, there's some nice golf courses up in Canada.
There is for sure. You guys, anytime you want to come up and golf, you let me know.
I appreciate it,
Let's
brother.
Let's do it.
I'd love to go up there.
Well, we love the show. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, buddy. Love to hear that. Our friends north of the border, 277-9600.
I love it when somebody comes, calls us and they have interesting things to talk about. Dave.
Yeah.
Stan doesn't want to hear about the miracle.
I know. Oh, he doesn't?
He says he doesn't care about a miracle if it happened
to you.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, I don't want to care about your miracle.
It's not a birthday miracle?
Yeah, well, it's not a birthday miracle.
Do you want to describe it?
I think you should describe it because it was absolutely amazing and it caught me off guard. Because
a cigarette fell out of the sky for Dave.
Out of the sky, Stan.
Is there anybody on the tower today?
Probably.
And you know what? It's my brand, Waterman 100. I'm literally, seriously.
So you're saying a Waterman 100 just mysteriously flew from the sky?
Me and Haney, I'm telling you.
It landed in my car and I handed it to him and I said, is this yours?
And I went, what? And I said, let me have a look. I said, oh, my God. Look at that. Where'd it come from?
It's your brand.
I said, where did that come from? It came out of the sky. What do you do, man?
Texter, woman that hit the barrier, evidently an elderly woman, hit the barrier, rolled up the windows and locked the door.
Yep. That's what she's supposed to do.
277-960.
She followed protocol.
Yep, that's the senior protocol.
Had to wait for a uniformed officer.
Yep, before doing anything. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Derek.
Hey, Derek, how are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the hot dog joint down the road from you.
Yes, sir. Matt.
Stopped by there today, had a couple of great dogs, talked to the owner, and they let me put one of your stickers on the door.
Fantastic.
Ah, nice.
Now, did we steer you wrong on that dog, or was it as good as we said?
Well, I actually could have spent some more time there. Mm-hmm. They had so many different dogs. I just got a couple of standards with your mustard, onions, and relish on it.
That's a stand dog.
Yeah, that's a good one, ain't it?
Yeah, oh, that was terrific. Hey, one more other thing.
Yes, sir.
My father-in-law is a long-time listener. His name's Ken. His little dog passed away yesterday.
Oh.
Ken, I'm sorry to hear about that, buddy. I know he's listening.
Oh, man. Can I get you something?
Oh, Rodney Carrington.
Done. Maybe you can take him.
Thank you. I'll try to.
Sorry.
Hold on. I will give them to him.
Okay.
And my father-in-law.
Awesome. Gonna hold the line. D-Train will set you up, okay?
Thank you, fellas.
All right, brother.
Weekend.
Hold on.
Good call on the fog hat, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Fog hat's rad.
Yeah, Haney and I have done a few of our fog hat shows.
I got with Lonesome Dave.
Yes.
Did you see John Daly hit the hole-in-one this last weekend?
Yes, I did.
Was that not something?
At Naples.
Did you? Oh, man. I was like, whoa. Hey,
big fat John Daly.
On his head.
On his head. Par 3 at the Chubb. Hole-in-one. 277-9600.
That dude can party.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, what's going on?
Hey, happy belated birthday, Haney.
Thanks, Josh.
I think the Miracle on Ice was on that day in 1980.
That's an important day.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happens on February 22nd.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I have another topic about the Amber Alert yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was getting blasted with that.
Yeah. Was that up in Cape Coral?
Cape Coral right here.
And they found her this morning, correct?
Alabama, I believe.
With the stepfather?
Oh.
He wasn't really the stepfather. He was saying he was the stepfather.
But he wasn't.
I don't think so. And I don't see how that
could happen. But here's the thing, and I want to bring this up. Evidently, and I don't know what school she went to, and I'm not going to get into that. This guy went to the school stating that he was the father. And then they turned the kid over.
Right.
This is another point. How does he get on the school without proper ID, photo identification, to pick up a child?
Yeah, fingerprint identification.
And anything. How does he walk off the campus with that kid?
You know, maybe ask him if he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like with this guy shooting up the school, I mean, they should have a barricade around the school with cops keeping these, you know, empty things out of, you know.
I agree with you.
Security guard, you know, he screwed up.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
It shouldn't even got that far.
What can I get you, buddy?
Are you able to do the Orlando?
Yeah, you want to go to Universal Orlando?
That sounds great to me.
I got it taken care of for you. Hold on. 277.
That guy knew what he was doing.
Yep. 277-9600. Our friend Julie from Canada, she's the one that... I think she got us the sauce, and she's always... Stan and Haney, just heard the golf pro from Windsor, Ontario. That's where I'm from. Who's the guy? I probably know him.
Julie. Canada's a small place.
Yep, yeah, very intimate. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows, yeah.
It's a village.
Yep.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jason from Naples.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, I'm just a deputy that didn't do his job. You know, I think it's ridiculous that this guy gets to keep his pension. And I'm thinking those 17 victims, the families of those 17 victims, they have the right. I'm not a litigious guy, but those families, I think, have the right to sue for that pension. From that man.
Don't you think he's going to be living with enough that this guy knew all the kids in the school and probably made a judgment call that he is going to take to his grave?
No, this man has a job to do. I mean, that was that man's job, was to protect that school. He was the only man with a gun in the school.
You're right. I'm not going to fight you on that. It's absolutely right.
Don't you think those 17 families have a right, Stan, to something?
To take a man down and destroy him.
I completely understand the anger, but I do think it's misplaced. This officer didn't murder anybody. His inaction, he should have done things differently.
Absolutely.
But the fact of the matter, and what I was saying about him earlier, is he's 54 years old. He has an entire career. He's received multiple awards for being very good at his job of being a school resource officer. And for him to be defined by 4 minutes of his life that would take away all of the good things that he's done prior, I don't think
is fair. He resigned. He was shamed by both the president of the United States, the sheriff of the county. And he's gone, and he's going to live with that his entire life for 4 minutes of a 20-some-odd-year career.
30-plus.
30-plus-year career.
You know, guys, I would have more respect if he was a rookie or if he was a guy that's never been, but he's been there for 25 years.
Well,
that man knew his job was to protect those kids.
But you have to remember, his job was a school resource officer, which involves crime prevention and trying to deal with troubled kids. he's on, not somebody that's out on a beat.
Yeah, but to be fair, the schools do have regular active shooter lockdown drills, and so he's been drilled through this stuff.
Yeah, he probably he had to have known has, it's a possibility. You're absolutely right.
Because and, I know locally they do it unannounced
and
scare the hell out of
everybody. And that's what I want to know is what his training was, because he very purposely got an identification of the suspect, called it in, and asked for backup. It seems like that's what he thought he was supposed to do.
He was the only man with a gun. He should have went in there and at least seen what the deal was.
Hey, I'm not arguing that, yeah, I mean, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
What do you mean that's not what happened?
He didn't go
in there with the gun and take the guy out. It didn't happen.
Nothing can be done about it now.
That was his job. He should have been in there. For him to just retire and to sit there and get some kind of pension is ridiculous.
No, we're not going to get through to your head. And I bet you if you knew the man and you knew what he was going through. You ever make a mistake in your job? Thank God it didn't cost lives. Idiot.
Like I said, I completely understand the anger.
And you said it in the beginning. I'm in the middle on this. I'm in the middle. This guy should have done something. His sheriff said he should have done something. You know, there's an interesting thing, and D-Train might know this with military, and you might know this with police. You don't know how your instincts are going to react in the middle of it. Some will go and immediately want, when it's crunched, will go and flee. Others will go and put themselves right in the middle of a bullet. You don't know. You can have all the training in the world.
That football coach did.
Precisely. You don't know what was going on in his head for 4 minutes.
And that's the thing. And we do this anytime anything bad happens. We go back and look at, you know, and part of that's healthy in trying to prevent further events. But, you know, when people read about how individuals are reacting during a tragedy.
And a time of stress, too.
And I don't think that when you're reading about it and thinking he should have done this and he should have done that. Number one, I don't think that people are thinking about the time frame involved where there's really not time to think.
There isn't. It's reaction. And everybody is different. Everybody. Dave's different from you, Haney. I'm different from Haney. D-Train's different from me. And in a stressful, immediate, reactionary time, how you're going to react... All four of us in this room would react differently in a stressful situation. I'm not saying a school shooting. We're not sheriff's deputies. But you put all of us in a stressful situation. All four of us will react differently to it. You don't know. And for that guy to say, oh, he should have done. Well, maybe he should have. But we don't know.
And to suggest that he should lose everything, he's lost his job,
he lost his dignity. The president called him a coward,
and the anger that was being directed towards that officer seems misplaced. That anger was very real, and that anger belongs to the boy that did it.
Yes. Yes.
And yeah, he should lose everything, his life included.
Yep. Yep. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney.
Hi, who's this?
It's Jonathan from Golden Gate.
Hey, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. So I hear about all the, you know, you're talking about this whole situation in Florida and not, you know, and everywhere else, and that's a big topic, but it's one of those ones that I think is like one of those dinner topics that you don't get into. because everybody's got their own opinion.
Absolutely, firmly agree with you.
It's crazy, right? And you were just saying how, you know, everybody would react differently. Everyone would react differently, and they'd also react differently every single time they were faced with a different scenario like that. So, yeah, that's just insane. So to lighten it up a little bit, I got kind of a part two from my call yesterday to extend Haney's birthday. You had mentioned Archie Bunker in my birthday rendition.
Yes.
So I had a little ditty for you. Songs that made the hit parade. Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
We could use
a man like Ronald Reagan again.
Not who,
we need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R. Old LaSalle ran great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Watch out, Sugar Crisp. You got competition now.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? I'm Hannah.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
Is it Anna or Hannah?
Hannah, actually. And it's my 21st birthday, so it's pretty exciting. Thanks. I don't want to talk about the gun situation. I feel like everyone's been up in arms about it for like 9 days.
Thank you.
You guys are completely right. Stress, I mean, I'm working towards a student nursing degree, BSN at FGCU, and I'm at a mental health facility for one day out of the week. And, I mean, you wouldn't believe the kind of people we get. But, I mean, you're completely right. People react completely differently to stress. And that guy, I mean, he's already lost his reputation, everything.
Yep.
And it should just be dropped. I mean, what's more stressful right now and what people can actually make a difference in changing is, why does traffic exist? There's no reason for it to be existing. I make a trek down to Naples nearly every day when I'm not in school. And if people, I would just like to make this a PSA since people are listening.
Oh, please, go right ahead.
Keep equal distance in front of you and behind you in regards to who is in front of you and behind you. If you keep equal distance, even if you're traveling 10 miles an hour, traffic would not be a thing. Like, regardless of snowbirds, regardless of anything, there's no reason for it. I don't know. I just have to get that on my list.
But what if the guy in front of me is going 45 and I got places I need to
be? Yeah, what if the speed limit's 50, he's doing 35, and you got to get around him because somewhere.
No. Not in that situation. Obviously, go as fast as you can.
Flip them the bird and you pass.
You know, as long as you can. But in regards to, like, if it's congested so heavily where people are bumper to bumper, stopping, going.
Do you like to use the horn? Are you somebody who enjoys hitting that horn?
Absolutely.
Hannah, what can we get you for your birthday?
You know, I've never been to Universal.
Done. Hold on. It's done. You got him. You got him.
I like her.
Yeah, she's nice. And again, wants to be a nurse. These nurses are just great.
They're regular Florence Nightingale.
Yep. That's what they have to take. They take the Florence Nightingale oath.
Doctors
take the Hippocratic oath. Nurses have to take the Florence Nightingale oath when they get pinned with their RN.
We got some good calls today, boy.
We sure
did. My mom never did that. And she...
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Guys were girls and men were men. Mr. Me could use a man like Ronald Reagan again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R. Old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
That is great.
Where is the little girl I can't?
Jeez, the dingbat on the roof.
Stifle yourself.
We'll be back.
Eat it.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's D-Train here. I'd like to thank y'all for being dedicated Stan and Haney Show podcast listeners over the last few years. And I'm happy to announce that 96K Rock and Beasley Broadcasting have some more podcasts to offer you. So please check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, The Waterman Show, well, that one's self-explanatory, and my new podcast, WTSP, that's the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, and it's a World War II-based podcast. You can find all of these podcasts, including the Stan and Haney Show podcast, at 96krock.com, stanandhaney.com, and most importantly, on the 96K Rock app. Simply launch the app, click on the menu in the top left-hand corner, choose the podcast of your liking, and after you minimize the app, the audio will continue so you can do other things on your device. Thank you so much, and back to the show.
From the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
This is Southwest Florida's rock station.
96K-Rock.
96.1.
A Beasley Media Group station.
WRXK.
Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral.
Bubba the Love Sponge mornings. Stan and Haney afternoons.
Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years.
And I wish I had some of those years back. Holy
96K-Rock. We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure.
Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up.
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. And Haney, by the way, I just want to thank you. Thank you very much. You're a good man.
Well, you know, I think it's a win-win.
Yeah.
I love those old TV themes.
Oh, they're nothing better. Maybe I'll bring that game back, old TV themes.
And you know, they're stuck in your head forever.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the ones that have a story like your Brady Bunches and your Gilligan's
Islands. Well, that's
Sherwood
Schwartz, yeah.
Yeah, he always told a story in his deal.
Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
That's Laverne and Shirley.
We'll break it. We're gonna make dreams come true. Working at the brewery.
Yeah, that's what they did. They worked at the brewery.
That was an awesome show.
You watched that show, Dave?
Oh, yeah, bro. Absolutely.
What was your favorite episode?
I don't particularly remember a favorite episode, man, but Lenny and Squiggy, man, those dudes.
Hello.
So cool.
Thank you, Dave. Let's get Come you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Here's Mr. Traffic and Mr. Well, I
hey,
won't,
dude.
Won't say it.
Bro?
I'm very disappointed.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right. I about went unreal. You're disappointed.
Yeah, in you.
Unbelievable, man. All right, let's see. We got three things on the board here today. Let's start. We got two in Fort Myers. We got a crash at Lake Ridge Court and South Tamiami Trail, so be on the lookout for that. We also have a crash at Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue. And a crash, Buckingham Road, and right there in front of the Riverdale Branch Library. That's it. Another update, 30 minutes.
What'd that cost you? What'd that run you, Haney?
Dude.
Didn't you say 2 seconds before he said that you changed your mind? You were just joking.
What?
Stan, you know what
Did
I
he say that?
Yes.
No. What I
said? It's yours, Stan. I was just joking.
I
didn't
said,
know
Stan,
if you had it or not, and it's yours.
I said, Stan, I didn't know if you had it. And
keep digging.
No, I'm not digging, bro. Digging. We're out back where I'm gonna smoke. I said, Stan, you can have it, man. And you're like, well, I'm just going to... No, it's not going to cost you nothing, bro. It's yours. No problem.
I was going to give it to you anyway. You know, I didn't know if you had it or not.
That's it.
And,
yep. Yeah.
And then I find out the real... Yes.
Well, then he says, well... And
Thank
I,
you, Haney.
Whatever, man.
No, I said that along like a couple hours ago. So
yeah,
then you were telling him that you were just going to give it to him instead of that I was
said.
Getting it. What's the truth, Dave?
The truth is, that's what you did say that. You did say that. Okay? You did say it. You said, man, you know, hey, look, dude, you pull me inside. You're like, hey, man, how much you want for that? What are you going to say? I said, man, not much, dude. You know? And then I got to thinking about it during the break. I said, you know what? I'll pay for it.
Now it's back to pay for it.
But then you were telling Stan that it was free.
Yeah, that it was, you know, I didn't know if you had it or not.
And you were joking.
And, well, I was joking.
Yeah, I'm giving it to him. It's like, you know, like a gift, you know? Like,
what
hey.
A digging.
But I'm.
Oh, come on,
but
man.
But it's mine. I'm paying for it. I get to give it to him.
Oh, dude.
Welcome to Dave's Discount Den. Prices may be free or they may be
not
right, so
Dave,
free.
All right, Dave, explain to me.
Be determined.
Why are you saying, oh, man, you want to give it to him?
Well, I got to check this tube, man. There might be something else in here. Sorry about that.
I own the tube.
He owns that. He paid for it. He paid for it.
Well, as is.
You know, even if it was like a garage sale or your Pickers show.
No, yep. Hold on.
You
I
buy
just,
a painting no, and there's no, an old copy of the
make
Constitution
sure,
in the back. The
I want to make sure
drawers.
I'm being fair.
You are.
So.
What did it cost you?
Hold on. I bought the poster.
Mm-hmm.
But then you told Stan that you were giving it to him as a gift.
That you were just clowning around with me because you didn't know if I had
no.
it.
Well,
did you?
No.
Yep.
And I thought me and you kind of were like, look, I'll help you out, man. You know.
Digging.
And, no, shut up, man.
Digging.
We and him were all back digging. Talking about it, man.
You got Haney all perplexed on this.
I'm perplexed now.
Here's what you shouldn't have done. You well, shouldn't it, well, have texted
here's,
me
here's,
last
Here's
night.
The way that I see it is
okay.
After I bought it,
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then Dave came to you and
yes.
said, I'm going to give this to you
That's,
as a gift
that was
with
his
no
words.
Charge.
Yes.
And I was joking around. I wasn't going to take any money for it anyway.
That is exactly what he said.
But Dave was hoping that Stan wouldn't find out that Haney funded it, so he gets the credit
what?
For being the good guy.
That's no.
Is that true, Dave?
No, because he had already heard that the first time we were outside talking about it.
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
He made a reference in this room while I'll buy the damn thing.
Oh, you want to buy it?
You want to buy it?
You want to buy it from me?
You did also say that no, you also no, told no, me yeah. In passing that you'll pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how much you give me for it?
$20.
But he has to make money off it. Do you not know how these things work? You don't buy something and sell it for the same price.
Dude, it doesn't matter to me, man, because you know.
Now it doesn't matter
no,
to you.
No, because you're my bro, dude. You're my bro, and I found something that
That's
I
not
thought,
yours to give.
It's not That was not yours to give.
Look.
It's not yours. Just
look,
say
look,
it.
Look,
it was
look,
not
look,
yours.
Look.
Was it yours?
Stan, stop berating him. Dave. Help me out here.
Yeah. This is just...
Dave, seriously.
It kills me,
Dave,
man.
All I want to do is
right.
the right thing.
Right.
Tell me what that is. What do you want me to do?
Talk about it on the air and
yeah,
see him outside.
Dude, yeah, because my gosh, you know, my family, you know, when I get home...
Now, see, again, it's something that wasn't
do
his.
Do you want me... to say that I was just joking
no.
around, but
no,
still
fine.
Buy it, and then you can give it to Stan, and he, in that way, he won't know that I paid for it.
No, why can't I give it to Stan, and then he can bring me money next week?
I can bring you money next week.
I will happily sell you a poster
I don't
today
think,
for
I,
a 20 spot tomorrow.
Wait a second.
Well, instead
so
of,
I'm buying the poster, and then well, Stan's going to bring you money for it
no,
next week?
No, what I'm
for
saying
why
that's
wouldn't,
not
why
even
wouldn't
yours?
He give me the money
Whoa.
Instead of you?
Oh, what I'm saying, bro, is...
All transactions
is,
are final.
Wait a second.
Look,
so I'm going to pay for it, and then he's going to have you pay for it again?
No.
Yeah, then he double dips
no.
on something that isn't even
oh,
his.
I can't even follow
gosh,
this, man.
Haney's going to pay for the poster. Stan's
no,
going to pay
not.
For the shipping and the handling.
Look.
No, Stan's going to pay for the poster
right.
again.
Yeah. No.
So I'm buying the poster, and then he's going to have Stan pay him for the poster again.
He was taking it out of his own money to give his dad.
Man, no wonder my brain is just cooked.
I heard him say
it. Oh, that's the reason.
Look, dude, don't worry about it. Don't need your money.
I got it.
So does it work out that I'm buying the poster and Stan's buying the poster?
No, you're not going to buy the poster.
No, because
Stan's buying the tube.
If he
Stan
says to his dad... that Stan's buying the poster or you bought it for me, that means he doesn't get any money. He has to give the money to his dad, whose property it is.
So then he wants you
to pay him for the poster.
Both parties get paid.
No. Seriously, this is what I go through every day with him. And it makes no sense.
I just thought I was doing something nice because I know you want the poster, but you didn't want
to
pay for it.
I said thank you, and then he got all upset about that.
No, he says, hey man, I'm kind of tight right now, I don't have the money. I said, that's cool, dude, you know,
I'm not gonna pay for that when you're telling me I got something for your condo. You shouldn't have texted last night on property that doesn't belong to you.
Hey, man.
Now, Haney just bought that poster.
No.
You have to give that money to your dad.
Exactly.
And then you want me next week to give you money for the poster.
No,
we're not. 10 minutes ago, you said,
man.
Oh, I didn't know if you had it or not.
Look,
I was just joking
around with you. Look, bro.
I don't get it.
Listen, Neither do I.
Mark, listen.
Set me straight, Dave.
No money from you. Don't need any money. Stan, I'm glad.
Then give him his money back.
He didn't even give me any money, man. Dude, I'll be gladly to hand this over to you.
I don't want to touch it.
When you get paid.
What?
And then you can pay me for the poster.
I'm not paying you for anything.
He just offered to allow you to pay him for the poster.
Yep. What's the interest rate on Dave's layaway?
I'm not paying for anything.
Nice poster.
Yeah, put it back in your car like I told you the second you wanted money.
No way, man. The heat will get to it.
Do you like the poster, Stan?
It's a nice poster.
Damn right it is.
It's nice. Now, I don't know how much damage was done when he unrolled it in the wind.
Is it something you would display in your home?
Absolutely.
Do you have wall space for it?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I took down a few other things.
That is true. You have wall space. Yeah.
I know that the poster was for sale.
It is for sale.
I was not under that impression until today. And so, I don't know that it is his to sell.
I've already confirmed.
Why are you taking it out of the tube again?
Because he thinks something else is in there.
No. Well, also, I thought
he can keep the value in it.
Haney owns the tube and everything in it. Why are you taking it out again?
It's not creased like you're saying it is.
And you're going to crease it.
So what are you going to do, iron it?
So what do you want Stan to do? You want to wait until Stan gets paid? You want him to go get a payday loan?
No, man. You don't have to go to no cash advance or nothing, bro.
Stop unraveling the poster.
I'm just taking a look at it.
What do I care about? It's not mine.
Yeah, it is.
Is it Stan's poster?
Yeah, man.
Did I buy it for him?
All right, yep, there you go.
Is there a bill of sale?
I can write one up real quick. We got a notary up.
So I just want to make sure we've got it straight. I am buying the poster.
Okay.
And I'm buying it from your dad.
Mm-hmm.
You are the middleman, and you're going to take a cut of that, right?
15%.
Nah, man, I just need like $4.
That's a percentage of it.
Yeah, I know.
Or do I have to pay you $4 in addition to the cost of the poster?
No. There's no shipping and handling charges, bro. What, dude? It's yours, man.
No, are you going to pay sales tax when you sell this to them?
Well, it's private sale.
Yeah, okay. Private.
I just thought you would like it, man. I said, you know, at least I'm thinking about you.
For money!
No, dude, I'm thinking about you and not having nightmares about you. I'm thinking good things.
Good things like what?
Did you buy the poster for me?
Yeah, I'm
all right.
I'm buying the poster for you.
Okay.
On his birthday.
I'm buying it from Dave's dad.
Right.
And Dave is charging me a convenience fee.
Right. And then next week I have to give him money
for the poster.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And this was the poster that he said yesterday that he was
because he knows you're a little tight right now.
And he was just joking about that because he didn't know if I had the poster or not.
Yeah, so I think what's supposed to happen is I'm supposed to pay for it, and then Dave will present it to you as if it's a gift from Dave. No?
No.
How does it work then? We got to get this done.
No, look, I procured the poster, right? I talked to
my
dad.
In other words, you took property that didn't belong
to
you.
No, I talked to him, and he said, take it in. I said, I will. I said, Stan would probably like that.
So you're a proxy.
Okay. And, you know, there's some things I can't talk about right now. But, point being...
What, the stuff that you can't talk about right now has nothing to do about the gift of a poster.
So it is a gift.
I don't know. I thought yesterday it was.
So it's a gift from Dave.
That you bought from him because he didn't know if I had one or not.
So, I will give Dave the money, and when Dave gets the money, he will give you the poster as a gift from him.
Right, and then next week I've got to pay him for that.
What?
So am I renting the poster?
No, you don't.
I don't know.
Because I thought I bought it. Why are you going to pay him again?
Maybe it's a deposit.
Yeah.
Stan to pay you?
And by the way, he
doesn't have to pay me.
Checked online, it's worth a dollar.
No, but worth more than that.
Why don't
that.
You know your...
Stan,
eBay.
That's not fair. That's the buy it now price.
Ah! Ha ha!
That's the starting price.
Ha!
And it goes up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
But the one thing I just wanted to make sure of is that that wasn't in there, you know?
You know, I'm surprised that you just said no flat out.
In regards to...
Because I'm paying full price for this, and, you know, you've been known to dicker.
Yes, I have been.
I
known
get
to...
you a reproduction print for.
That's what that is.
$10.
No, that's not a reproduction print, bro.
It's an anniversary from 1999. The Beatles were broken up, and John Lennon was long dead.
Stan, this was an original theatrical poster that hung in the theaters.
That's in too good a shape to have been hung in a theater.
Yeah,
no, it was never hung. No, it was. We take very good care of our posters.
Yeah, but the people that put it in the theater, it would have had, you know, thumbtacks on it.
Yeah.
No. Mm.
Then how do they hang theater posters?
They go in those, like, a frame, you know? It's like a little lock thing. It opens up, and you stick the poster in there, and they close the glass on it.
$16.90 on eBay, $5.75 for shipping and handling.
There you go. Mm.
And that's a real one?
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that says 35th Anniversary Edition across the top?
That's the one I got, bro. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's got three available in here.
Three of them?
Yeah.
One for sold. About 15
bucks. So they're fairly common?
One sold, which may be the one in Dave's hand.
Needs to get the money back from it.
Right. My hand.
Here's what we're going to do. Because I'm done discussing this. Thank you, Haney.
Give me your car key so I can go throw this thing in the car.
As long as you like it.
I do like it.
All right.
I thought you would love it. That's why I brought it in here.
You brought it in to get money.
Look.
Everybody's happy then.
Look.
You wanted money.
The poster. Dave wanted money.
And you gave him money.
You're a Beatles fan. I'm thinking Stan, Beatles, Stan.
How does your dad, whose property is, benefit from any of this?
Because he gets the money.
Some of it.
Do I need to contact our framer now?
Why? Will they take care of that?
Not free.
No. See? That's all that needs to be said. I can take care of it, TJ.
You know, I didn't even think about that. To have that framed is going to be a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah.
About $150.
Yeah, but it'd be in the hundreds.
Dude, I'll build a frame for it, man.
It has to have
I'm still
UV
waiting for a frame
glass,
from something else that's been 2 years
paper.
Ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Don't worry.
I want you to do...
I got to straighten that out.
I want you to do news headlines right now. After the break, we'll do the 4 o'clock fluffer and emails, since we're all off kilter today.
Yeah, this is just unreal.
Well, I was just trying to figure out, you know, what's the right thing to do here.
I don't know what the right... I'll tell you what the right thing to do is.
I'm still stuck on the fact that I've paid for the poster, but you're going to pay him again.
Yeah.
What?
I want you to listen to your words, and I'm going to tell you what happened. Yesterday, he texts me that he's giving me a poster for my condo. I'm going to flip.
And it's a Beatles poster.
No, he didn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me what it was.
But what it is, for those of you listening, it's a Beatles poster from 1999.
Right. So he comes in here and has it in the tube. We go into the break. He goes, you got to see this, bro. You wait till you see what I brought you. And then he insinuates that I'm going to pay him for it. I said, don't even take it out of the tube. Put it back into your car. He refused to do that. He had to take it out, so he went outside in the wind and opened it up. Then I went back inside. I said, I'm not going to go and have anything to do with that. You were supposed to give it to me. Well, it's my dad's. Oh, well, what? It's not yours to even give me. Then you said when we came back in, I'll buy you the poster. And I said, I don't want that. He just misrepresented himself.
No, I did not. No, I did not. I'm reading my text to you.
Why don't you read it aloud for the class?
Yeah. Okay. Stan, I got something really cool you might like. Going to bring it into the show tomorrow. I think it belongs in your condo. Okay?
Do it with a little bit of,
pizzazz.
Yeah, because you're just reading it flat.
Well, it's just gotten, because I'm...
So then...
Davify it.
All right, hold on here. Let me go back.
So what?
All right, so then Stan goes, hey, man, what is it? Take a picture.
I didn't say, hey, man.
Okay, well, you said, what is it? Take a picture.
I said, what is it? Take a picture of it. Let me see.
And
it.
I said, bro, it's much cooler than you think, man. I found it in our memorabilia. And then I said, trust me, bro, I think you're going to flip. And you're like, okay.
Okay.
Right on.
So now, when we come back outside, he said... The poster's yours, Stan. I didn't know. I was just kidding you the whole time. I didn't know if you had it or not. The poster's yours. Then you tell me that you gave him money for the poster.
He didn't give me any money, man.
No, I told him when this first started that I would pay for the poster so that you could have it.
He just told me he was giving it to me outside. Oh, it's all good, bro. And then he said, I'll take it out of my pay.
And then I said,
why would you tell him that when you know that I'm buying it?
Because I said, look, I'll pay for it. And I was going to tell you, don't worry about it. I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And then Stan's got to just go off.
So where do we stand now? Are you buying it or am I buying it?
I could use $20 to give my dad the day, but I'll buy it.
Coming up in... about 20, 30 minutes, less than an hour.
I got it. Don't worry about it.
Let's take a look at the headlines.
I'm spun out, man.
At the headlines.
Well, if we just left it the way that it was, it would have made sense. But then you went back and told him that you were going to buy it, and it confused everything.
Yeah.
And then you said he was going to buy it when he gets paid.
Yeah.
Coming up. In less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
Is there a right meal to serve for Black History Month?
Apparently not.
On the local beat, an escort shows up at the wrong house. And things went haywire from there.
Your mouth writes checks your ass can't cash.
Sorry about that, folks. A girl almost got kidnapped, but another kid's mommy saved her. A man tries to pistol whip his victim, instead shoots himself in the hand. And finally, I'll bet you Dave could pull this off.
What?
A car thief tells the police he's Matthew McConaughey, despite having no resemblance to Matthew McConaughey at all.
Right on, right on.
Damn right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, or Stan and Haney.
We're square with the poster.
Who owns it?
Bro.
Who?
Look.
I want to know right now. There's three people that could possibly, four okay. people that could possibly own look. It. Haney either owns it, you own it, I own it, or your dad owns it. Who owns
look
the post?
That.
Is that your prerogative to do that?
It's yours. It is your poster.
So I don't have to pay for it?
We'll figure out finances.
See what I mean? We'll be back.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
So what I'm trying to do for the last 5 minutes, but Dave keeps talking his ear off with just a telephone book of lies. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You know, we have the Absolute Law text line. Now, we went and we were talking to Dave trying to figure out what was going on with something. What? I looked at the label. It's not even his property. Let's go over some of these texts that came in while we were
here. I'm happy with the way it turned out because you're getting that poster because I just had my birthday. Yeah. Your birthday's coming up and I got a head start on it.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks, Haney. And I told you. Thank you. Absolute Law text line.
Can it be from the both of us?
I bet the Waterman.
Oh, it's from me and Dave.
Oh. I bet the Waterman left a sissy during that grilling while trying to come up with his lies.
BS.
Absolute Law text line. Dave, you suck.
You suck.
Absolute Law text line. I stand corrected.
Oh, man.
Way to go, Haney. Supplying Dave's beer and smokes.
Yeah.
Well, weekend's coming.
Please put Dave in the corner for a 20-minute timeout for not telling the truth when he admits he lied and did something wrong. He can take his nose out of the corner.
Well, I would if I had a nose.
Does anybody want a goodies?
Yeah, hell yeah. I need some powder, bro.
You want one?
Hook it up.
Dave, that horse is dead. Stop beating it.
Dude, not cool.
Horse meat's good,
give,
bro.
Give up, Dave.
Nope, never.
Dave's dad probably gave it to him for free.
Nope.
And now he's trying to make 20 bucks off of it.
Nope.
I like the one that says, Dave, don't hurt yourself trying to pat yourself on the back.
$50.
So stupid.
I'll take the poster right now.
Right on.
Oh, really? What if this guy wants to give you $50 for it?
Not going to happen.
Well, you got to take that, man.
No way.
No way. I think your dad would insist. It's not yours.
No way. Yeah. No way.
One more.
No, this.
Stan, goodies.
Please.
This belongs
one
in,
more.
A, in a good...
Dave, you disappoint me.
Oh, shut up. You disappoint me, Texter. Now, let me tell you something.
Thank you, Annie.
This belongs in your beautiful home, Stan.
Thank you, Dave.
I don't know if you can get 50 for it.
50
man,
bucks.
Right. Yeah, sure.
That's like a whole carton of spokes right there.
You know what?
Where are you buying them?
You know what, Texter? Go to eBay.
Yes.
Should we just go ahead and open up the bid, see how much we can get for this bad boy?
Yeah. Should we?
Don't even start, man.
Why? You want the money. It's not about the poster or whose property it is.
No, you want the money. No, look, Stan. You are a fan of the Beatles. This belongs to you. This is the gig, okay? Now, I'll...
No. Oh, here's man. Dave.
It's sponsored.
Where the hell is... Oh, man, damn it.
This is just like elementary school all over again.
Sure is.
Got the kid who's not very popular. He wants to give you something, so you like him more. And his dad finds out and says, nope, got to sell it to him.
Indian giver.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we call him.
Indian giver. All right, North Fort Myers, Littleton Road, North Tamiami Trail crash.
Slow down so people can understand what you're saying.
Right. I just had to run down the hall, buddy.
And whose fault is that?
Mine. All right, Fort Myers, we have a crash at Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. Be on the lookout for that there. And then disabled vehicle, BNC Pratt, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and Metro. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little late today because we had to take care of other business. But we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer.
The 444 fluffer.
445 fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Indian Giver.
Haney.
Huh?
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Oh, I did the headlines already.
Yeah.
See, this is all messed up.
It's been a messed up day.
Hey, can I get another one?
You want another goodies? What happened to that
enough.
One?
Well, one's enough.
No, I was running down the hall.
You spilled it?
Yeah, I was running down the hall and the powder was flying out.
All right.
So you dig through the carpet like
Hold
a
Hold on a second,
person.
Stan. Yeah. I got to get him a
Yeah,
goodie.
We're on the air, Dave. Why don't you go snort it up off the carpet?
Why don't you do the jokes, Dave?
No, that's all right, man.
You
really
don't want to do the jokes?
Nah, not today.
You just have put a stick in the spokes of this show.
Man, get out of here, bro.
Right over the handlebars.
This would be a good one for you, Dave. The weekend is here.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Damn right.
And that might mean a visit to the local watering hole.
Mm-hmm. Right up his alley, right on, right,
right
on.
Down the street from my house.
I love it.
You definitely want to stay on good terms with the bartender and avoid doing anything from today's list of the
top
things that annoy bartenders.
Top things that annoy bartenders.
Hand me that guitar out of
yeah,
the tree.
Right there.
Middle-aged Sex in the City fans who still order Cosmos.
Miss Menthol.
2017.
Yeah.
Being out of Dos Equis when the most interesting man in the world shows up. Delicately crafting a specialty cocktail that a drunken frat boy slams back in 3 seconds.
Oh, God!
Dave, I see you're gesturing all over the place.
Yeah,
what is it?
Already,
I'm looking at texts.
I know what's going on, man.
Yeah,
well, what is going on?
I'm going to find out.
Dave, you brought shame to Shotokan.
Oh, geez.
Now you've brought shame to the show.
Are you kidding me?
And he's showed... Da Khan.
You're a nauseating nincompoop.
You showed the con.
It's all being peeled like an onion.
No wonder I've got nightmares. Bro, I am now 40 and successful. 43, I'm 44. Holy smokes.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Hey. Where's his...
What happened,
where's
Dave?
Where's his Ric Flair?
What the hell happened? How are you 44?
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I don't know, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Top things.
Just simply, please get rid of the guy.
You're a fool. Top things that annoy bartenders.
Yes.
When people ask for a flaming arrow in Uncle Joey's backyard instead of just asking for a rum and coke.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, God.
Mm. Laugh it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Book of lies.
Yeah.
When they follow all of their contemporaries' advice on getting better tips and it doesn't work, for instance, showing off more cleavage in your mail.
Oh, I knew it! I knew it!
See? I knew it! Yeah, I knew that would work.
Yeah.
One more time.
Oh, I knew it! I knew it!
Top things that annoy bartenders. Listening to your drunk ass screech out, "Don't Stop Believing" on karaoke night.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Customers who don't seem to understand the bartender code requires them to keep all the dudes waiting and only serve the hot chicks.
Yeah. Damn right.
Didn't Dave just turn 43 a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
Another lie.
No, dude, I'm 44. I mean, I gotta look at my ID, man. But I'm
pretty sure. Wait a second. Are you carding yourself?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm 44.
I knew it.
Or am I 43?
That would be a pleasant surprise.
No, dude, I know I'm 44, bro.
Jesus. I'm just... Seriously.
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
You don't pay attention to rumors.
Yeah. Nah, man. I think you need to go back to school. Damn right, Stan.
Because they're all junk.
Yep.
Just roll, man.
Season... I don't know. I'm too drunk.
Bro, yeah. Seasons change, man.
What does that mean?
Just, you know.
He doesn't know what it means.
Yeah, I do.
I'm seriously. Today, my brain has been so dumbed down, it's going to take me a week to recover.
Well.
You got 2 days.
Yep.
Customers who can't appreciate the artistry and craftsmanship of pouring something into a tiny glass. And finally, the very top thing that annoys bartenders.
Yes.
Having to bite their lip to avoid hissing wussy when a man orders an apple teeny.
Oh, gee. We're gonna fight after this.
Yeah.
Well, I miss her.
Yeah.
She had to go and wreck her life, though.
Yeah. Well, she's back in the biz again.
Is she?
Yeah.
What's she doing?
Cross town while we're on.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I guess good for her.
Yeah.
No way to live, though.
No, it's not. It's no way to live.
And that, my friend, is Mark Lyman.
It is no way to live.
Wait really. Just a dang minute.
I hear you. I hear you, little Jimmy.
Freddie, email ahoy@stanandhaney.com. That's our email address. You can reach us ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
That's preferred.
Yeah.
There are others. But...
Yes, there are others. Stan and Haney at 96krock.com.
Or 96krock@stanandhaney.com.
Or email at stanandhaney.com.
Or stanandhaney@stanandhaney.com. I'll get to it. Pardon. Ooh, that goodies kicks back on you.
That means it's working.
Yeah, tell me if this rings a bell, D-Train. Evidently, you know, from time to time we have trouble with our phones.
Yeah.
But also, people use that as an excuse to get a prize that they are not entitled to.
No, say it isn't
this,
so.
This woman, Jackie, with an I. Stan and Haney, I called in about schools in the Florida lottery the other day. Right when the prize selection was given to me, I lost my signal. I was saying I wanted something for my granddaughter. I called right back but couldn't get through again, and I decided what I would do is call the front office. I spoke with the station yesterday, and they told me to email you guys. Let's make it right.
Did she write that?
I don't know.
Let's make it right?
No, thanks again is what she said.
Oh, okay.
You know? Do you know what I'm she's talking about?
No, but the only thing we could technically do is if she gave us the date, we can go back and listen to the tape and all that.
Yeah, and I ain't got time. This is from Mark. Guys, it's Mark with the Lou Crosby pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to wish Haney a happy birthday. And I wanted to thank you. I had just tuned in when I heard you mention me on the radio. I really appreciated that. I was more surprised at the bobbleheads that you left me. I was not expecting that at all. Thank you very much. They're great. As for my first pro sporting event, that was our question of the week a couple of weeks ago. My mom is still looking for the pictures. My father knew a lot of people as a professional golfer. Whoa. He got my friend and I to be ball boys for the Harlem Globetrotters in Australia. It was in the early 70s with Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal. They were awesome. I had never seen a basketball game in person, much less this. Making mom clean out the closet, which she seems to be enjoying looking at all these old pictures. Thanks again for making us laugh in the afternoons. Signed, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Tiff, short for Tiffany, writes, guys, you asked about being politically correct and how it's affected everybody.
Indeed.
I don't understand why Democrats are so adamant about getting the DACA program reinstated for non-citizens when we have so many legal citizens who are in debt from student loans. Let's pass a bill to help out U.S. citizens first. Signed, TIFF. This is a nice letter. And this guy gets it. His name's Troy. And he writes, Dear Stan and Haney, I want to just say happy birthday to Haney.
Thank you very much.
Moved here from Michigan in April of 2012. Took about 3 days of checking out the radio stations down here before I landed on 96K Rock. A rock station that is essentially a talk radio show during those primetime hours. Guys, what a concept. I grew up taking after my dad, listening to WJR AM in Detroit in his cars, in which you can listen to that station in many states if the atmosphere and weather was right. I have loved listening to the radio, and as a little boy, I would say stay up in my room during warm summer nights, turning the dial and exploring AM stations. And I loved listening to the DJs, those at WLS in Chicago. I could get the station late night. Even the jingles made you feel warm and fuzzy inside while they spun the tunes. You can imagine they were bigger than movie stars to me, just their voice. And it made you feel important just by listening. For me, the time frame, the late 60s and into the 70s. It was a whole world of exploration over the radio waves. Stan and Haney, your show continues that exploration and brings great memories. Thanks again, guys, and happy birthday, Haney. Sincerely, Troy.
Thank you, Troy. What a great letter.
Yeah, it was an awesome letter.
Yeah, I think Stan's the same way. I very much identify with that letter.
Yep.
Because
that's what I did.
Yep. When I was a kid, just for whatever reason, was always fascinated with radio.
This is from Kathy.
You nodding your head, Dave? You listen to radio?
Oh, absolutely. I still do to this day, dude.
Yep.
You still listen to radio?
All night.
Good for you.
All night.
No.
This is from Kathy, who just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Ahoy, Haney. Happy birthday. Thank you for making my days. Always look forward to listening to you guys. Enjoy.
Thank you, Kathy.
This is from Scott. Haney, I hope you had a great birthday.
I did.
And I really appreciate yesterday you playing those great solos. Guitar solos.
Oh, yep.
Longtime listener of the two of you. The two best things on radio. It was also my son's fourth birthday yesterday as well. I don't know how you would say his name. K-Y-R-O-N? K-Ron?
K-Rock?
K-Ron?
K-Rock?
Thank you. K-Rock. It was K-Rock. His four-year-old son, K-Rock. It was his fourth birthday yesterday.
Well, he's got a good birthday.
Yep.
It's a good, solid birthday.
Yep.
Kyron.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for all the great radio. Signed, Scott. Kyron. Happy birthday, Kyron. Happy number four. This is from Ron. Haney, I was listening the other day when you were talking about Dunn Brothers Hardware in Daytona Beach.
Oh, yeah. Legendary place.
I grew up there and rode my bike to Mainland Junior High. I was into model airplanes at the time and used to stop by there about every other day to pick up something from the second floor and window shop the airplane stuff. Thanks for reminding me about that place. It was truly a special place.
It really was.
Signed, Ron.
You know, it's nice when somebody else remembers.
Yep. The Guardian.
Oh, I know it.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, great question of the week. I think the biggest change for me has been the quest to try and understand why our society has become this way. It has not changed my views or my being an outspoken person. That will never change. I have always spoken my mind, and that has caused me some controversy in my life. I probably will never figure out what the PC culture is about, but I will continue to speak out against that same PC culture because it's just plain stupid.
Well, it's poisonous.
Now, I loved the comment by a listener about Chicago and their gun laws. Toughest gun laws in the country and the highest murder rate by guns in the country. That should tell you a lot about gun control, don't you think? Great week of shows, guys. And Stan, please be a little more sensitive to other people's feelings. Well, I have to go now. It's a long way to town in my horse and buggy. I've got to pick up some dry goods. See, it got to him. Zingarooski!
Is that what that is? A zingarooski?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, horse and buggy. Got to pick up some dry goods. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
A zingarooski is what that was.
A zingarooski. When we come back, Mark Haney and the news.
I knew it!
We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
From the Absolute Law Studios, 96 K-Rock, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years. Man, it makes me feel old as f***. 96 K-Rock. We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
You are enjoying yourself way too much.
Seriously, I'm looking at this rube coming in here talking about stealing a guitar, and then he realizes once we're on, he didn't get traffic, and he's running down the hall like a madman.
He's not stealing a guitar. I'm going to loan him a guitar.
You'll never see it again.
BS.
You'll never see it again.
BS. You talking about your extra guitars?
Look, D-Train explained to me last week that Dave has been dropping hints for a long time that I've got more guitars than I could use and that he doesn't have one.
Really?
What?
Oh, and that you should give him one of your guitars because you've got way too many of them.
I didn't know that Dave was dropping hints, but D-Train explained it to me.
You got an extra Xbox, too, don't you?
That's right. What? He mentioned that, too. That
you would need an Xbox,
You said
too?
You'd like to get into video games, didn't you?
I would, man, but I got to get a TV.
I've tried to give you a TV. Yeah, I've tried to give you one. You don't want it.
That big, giant one, bro?
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers,
Can't be choosers. What do
you
want?
Yeah, I've never heard anybody go, I'd like a TV,
that's
too big.
What do you want, a 12-inch black and white with rabbit ears? What do you want?
Look, man. I might be getting a van, bro.
You're getting a van?
Getting a van.
Down by the river?
Yeah.
That's where he's going to be living. All right. You'll see, bro.
Yeah, I've been waiting for 3 years. I got to buy a car, man. That's why I can't pay you back.
3 years. Whatever, bro. All right,
yeah,
man.
Whatever. Not cool, Stan.
Man, he's being a kook today, man.
It's going to take me a week to recover.
Right. I'll help you recover. Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle at South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway, so be on the lookout for that there. Fort Myers Beach, we have a crash at Matanzas.
That's a great picture.
Bridge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's nice. Matanzas Bridge, we have a crash. And in Estero, we have a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. You are up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave.
You rock, Dave.
Yeah, I got to go somewhere, dude. I'll be back.
Thanks for the warning.
Don't worry.
Mark Haney and the news.
You're enjoying yourself way too much today. You are so far in his head.
Yeah, well,
He can barely
walk. He did it himself.
You know what kind of nightmares I really truly have about that dude?
What kind of nightmares do you have?
I just...
Do you need to put this back in your car, the poster?
No.
Who owns it?
No, you hold on to that, my friend.
What kind of nightmares do you have?
The other night, man, I had a nightmare where he's just yelling at me, bro, and I woke up in sweats.
Well, what were you doing?
Yeah. Something wrong.
No, man, I was just sitting there, and he just come around the corner, and for some reason we were living together. And, of course, what's he going to do?
That's insane.
Sounds like nightmare.
Sounds like you need to write those down. We need a new odd couple.
Yeah. But he just made them up on the fly, so he won't remember them. Mark Haney and the news brought to you by Jason and Todd.
I have never seen...
What?
The amount of influence that you exert over him is incredible.
That's his problem.
I know it is.
That's not mine.
But it is an amazing thing to see.
It was just a beautiful thing today because the listener finally got to hear it unvarnished. Him digging himself so deep in a hole.
Right on.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news, and it starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, February 23rd.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. These are things you didn't know. How much influence, really, do you think television has had on the American people?
I think it's had a significant influence on the American people. A big influence.
And more than people might even realize. Back when television was a new technology, before there was even color television, everything was in black and white.
That's right.
And at that time, they did a survey where 75% of Americans said, matter-of-factly, they dreamed in black and white. The same study done now?
Yeah.
Only 12% of people dream in black and white.
Yeah. Although studies have been done, people have always dreamt in color.
I dream in analog.
Okay, I understand. I'm digital.
I know it was. You feel like it was worth it, though, but it was a little iffy when you upgraded.
Oh, it was.
You said, do I really need all this? Give it a shot. I got an adapter. Mm-hmm. Stan, could you briefly explain to the audience who Karl Marx is?
Hell of a man.
Yeah, Karl Marx was, well, the...
One of the Marx brothers, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, that's what Dave
Comedy
would say.
Comedy genius.
That's what Dave would say. He's the man that basically structured out socialism. The Soviet Union initially went with the Karl Marx philosophy, but went way beyond that, and thus we had communism. But Karl Marx was basically everybody gets their own fair share.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's the point that I was hoping that you would make. He believed everything should be distributed equally.
Socialism.
The needs of the many outweigh those of the few.
And he evidently truly believed this.
He did.
Karl Marx had four daughters. He believes everything should be equal.
Betty, Sally.
All of them are named Jenny. Jenny? 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 It wouldn't be fair.
Right, to name somebody else. What?
We must keep things equal. He was a madman.
Yeah, he wasn't straight in the head.
You know who was even more screwed in the head was that Freud.
Freud was a nut.
A mother complex.
And everything based on sex.
Yep. But that's replaced religion now. His crazy ideas.
Yep.
We have had over the past week or two some laws from different states. This one is from Alaska, and the state law says a person cannot stay in a bar once they're drunk.
That's a good law.
Specifically, an intoxicated person cannot knowingly enter or remain where alcohol is sold.
I ain't drunk.
I'm just drinking. And I don't know if they passed this for a specific incident, but evidently that law is actively enforced in Anchorage.
Have you ever seen that? What is that? The Cops in Alaska? What is that one called?
Alaska State Troopers?
Yes.
I thought it was Cops in Alaska.
There are so many drunks in Alaska that there are some provinces that still ban alcohol and the smuggling.
Yeah, in the Inuit communities.
The alcohol smuggling is rampant. And for like a little fifth of vodka or something.
So they got bootleggers in Alaska today.
Yes, sir. Big time.
Yeah, they can't handle their booze up there and they get all violent.
Yep.
And now a rare trip to the local beat. Stan has already covered it, so I'm not stepping on his toes. I know that's his thing, but...
But that's okay. My report has already been out, and the affiliates have picked that up.
Someone in Cape Coral found an escort on a certain website, a website called Backpage.com.
What? I thought that was an upstanding website.
And this person decided it would be a good idea to have the escort come to his Cape Coral home at 2:30 in the morning. The escort is 26-year-old Linda Elkins.
She looks 26. She looks 46.
And she brought along 26-year-old Bosha Dawes, whom she referred to as her, quote, protection. But Linda and Bosha went to the wrong house. Remember, Cape Coral, 2:30 in the morning, and they're banging on the wrong door. The woman inside got a look at Linda and Bosha and was quite concerned that they were banging on her door and notified the police. When they got there, Linda and Bosha, or Basha, I don't know, they're pros.
Yeah.
So they know what to do when they're dealing with an officer of the law. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, what'd they do?
They pretended like they didn't know one another.
Yeah. Who are you?
And the officers couldn't help but notice that Linda was sporting see-through pink lingerie under her coat.
Mm-hmm.
And they put two and two together.
Yeah.
She was arrested for loitering, using a false name, Yeah, you shouldn't tell the cops your name is Fantasia. Marijuana possession. And she also had an outstanding warrant for driving with a suspended license. Basha, I don't know. The protection. He was arrested just for loitering. And still no word on who it was that was left a little disappointed.
Yep, a no-show.
Now, I'll certainly never use her again.
Uh-uh.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 12-year-old named Amy Martinez was walking to school on Wednesday in Santa Ana, California, and she was nearly abducted.
Ooh.
A 34-year-old woman named Claudia Diaz grabbed her by the arm and began dragging her down the street. Amy's parents allowed her to walk to school alone a lot and had no reason to believe that it was unsafe. Obviously, they're very upset about this, but luckily for little Amy, although it wasn't her mommy, there was a mommy in the vicinity. We don't know her name because she wants to remain anonymous. But a woman who just dropped her own child off at school was driving by and saw what was happening to Amy. She pulled up and asked Amy if she was okay. At that point, it became obvious she was not okay. So she used her mommy voice and screamed at the woman to let her go. And then, to really freak out the kidnapper, claimed she was Amy's mommy and you need to back off.
Smart thinking. This is I like this woman. And you know what else? She wants to remain anonymous.
Well, that's always a cheap way to score points with Stan.
It is. You're not looking for the publicity. You're doing what's right.
She says, at that point, this is all happening very quickly, and she's acting on instinct. She only had seconds to come up with a plan, and it worked. The kidnapper decided that was way too much trouble, let go of Amy, and ran off. And then you know what mommy did?
What?
Mommy simply took Amy to school and called 911.
Yep, the way it should be done.
Police swarmed the area and arrested Claudia nearby. She is facing kidnapping charges.
Yep.
And Amy's mom says she knows full well how lucky they are. And sadly, Amy will never be allowed to walk to school alone again.
That's horrible. Is this the kidnapper here?
Yeah.
Nut.
Yeah, something wrong there.
Yep. Nut. Oh, and there. Aww. There she is. There's a little Amy.
She's a good girl.
Yes, she is. Oh, by the way, from the Absolute Law text line, Stan and Haney, a friend of mine lived in Las Vegas and said this Linda and Bosha story would happen at his house all the time at random hours during the night.
Oh, thank you, no.
Yep, no, thank you.
Hello?
Hi,
Who is it?
I'm the 22-year-old that looks 43, and you called for me?
Yeah.
This is my bodyguard, Bosha.
Hello, Bosha. You're not what I had in mind. You look more like 46.
Yeah, but I've got a negligee under my jacket that's see-through.
It's ripped and stained.
And you can see my scars and stretch marks.
You're only 22?
Yes.
How many kids have you had?
8. You do the math.
From the Stan and Haney Facebook page about your Karl Marx remark.
Yeah.
Stan, this whole issue with Dave and the poster reminds me of something Karl Marx would believe in. Dave is trying to sell it to you. Haney has purchased it, but Haney still doesn't own it. It belongs to you, even though Haney paid for it.
Yeah, it's kind of twisted, isn't it?
Yeah, it still doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to anybody, and then he wants me to pay him for it next week.
I'm just trying to do right by everybody here.
Amen, brother.
I see everybody doing well out of this except me.
Yeah. And something I didn't even ask for, I got to pay for next week.
That's right.
You know who else gets the short end of the stick? His dad. Dave doesn't get the short end of the stick of none of that. His dad gets the short end of the stick. Because I don't think he's going to see a dime for that. And it's his property.
Huh. You've probably known somebody who watches a lot of movies and they take on a tough guy persona based on what they've seen in the movies.
Yeah, like Dave. He's been noted, quote, movie things that he claims actually happened to him.
Mm-hmm. But in real life, things don't go like they do in movies.
No, they do not.
4 idiots in Woodbury, New Jersey, decided to rob a 20-year-old guy they knew on Tuesday, and they brought a gun with them.
Great.
One of them, 19-year-old Brandon Wentz, he's the one who brought the gun to the party. And when the guy they were robbing surprisingly didn't cooperate, 19-year-old Brandon attempted to pistol whip him by hitting him over the head with the gun. You've seen that move.
Yeah. Seen that in a lot of cop movies. You know, the dirty cop will pistol whip you.
Unfortunately for Brandon, in his personal movie, the gun went off when it cracked the guy in the head, and that caused Brandon to be shot through the hand. The police showed up just as they realized maybe we should leave, and pulled them over near the crime scene. Brandon and the victim both had to go to the hospital. They will be okay. Relatively so. Physically, I guess. Brandon is facing charges for robbery, aggravated assault, weapons offenses, making terroristic threats. And the other 3 knuckleheads were booked for conspiracy to commit robbery.
There you go, Henny. Look at that crew.
Oh, come on.
What a bunch of idiots. One of them looks like a girl.
That's not a girl?
I don't think so. Is it a girl?
Which one?
The one that looks like a girl.
The bottom right?
Yeah. Swear to God.
Yes, that's Brianna.
Oh, Brianna.
She's 18.
She goes with the crew there?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of idiots.
Yeah. I personally like Doug up in the top right.
Yeah, Doug.
He's the brain of the operation.
Well, he likes to think he is.
Well, he's the one that'll mock the other 3 all the time. Yeah, y'all don't know what you're doing.
I think Aleem's the muscle.
Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, fellas. I used to fly out of Anchorage, Alaska, to the Pacific, and the best bar fights I ever saw were in Anchorage, and they were women. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. I don't care about, I mean, I'm sure the great bar fights in Anchorage. But Haney will back me up on this.
the best fights for pure entertainment is a cat fight, two women going at it.
Yep.
I don't care where you are. You can be out in a parking lot. You can be in a bar. You can be at a show somewhere. You can be at somebody's home. And when two women go at it, you just sit back, fold your arms, and enjoy the entertainment.
Yeah, I saw one break out at a bar. A chick took another chick, slammed her head up against the pool table.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it the best?
No rules.
Fighting over a dude.
No rules, no honor. Nope. Just vicious.
Yes. It's wild. It's wild stuff.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. If you're caught red-handed committing a crime, you have limited options. Police in Pennsylvania caught 46-year-old Troy Miller attempting to steal a car on Sunday. They caught him.
Okay, good.
In the act
of stealing that car.
When they asked him for identification, he declined. He doesn't need identification.
No.
Because Troy told the police he was Hollywood actor Matthew McConaughey. Brilliant. Except for one issue.
What?
Troy doesn't look anything like Matthew McConaughey. We can only wonder why he picked McConaughey. He was arrested for attempted car theft, providing false identification, and prowling.
Now, that's not fair. There are some obvious similarities between these two.
Oh, my God!
Could be twins, right?
He looks more like the guy from House.
Oh, he looks worse than that. Oh, my goodness. I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Right on, right on.
Which one's which?
Yep. Spot the evil twin. Hey, imagine those cops were confused for more than a few minutes. And that's the news for today, Friday, February 23rd.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this week with us. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney, I want to thank you today for your purchase.
I hope that you enjoy it.
Thank you.
I know, you know, it's a partnership because you're going to have to pay a bunch to have it framed.
I know.
But I think it'll look nice in your place.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dave, for bringing the poster.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Where you had no position to bring it because it didn't belong to you. Let's get a final look at traffic.
What a jerk.
You've been the jerk today. You've been the jerk. And I think it's been unanimous.
Well, all's well that ends well.
Yeah. That's right, Andy.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Glad you like it, Stan. All right, boys. It's Friday quitting time.
Woo!
Woo! Let's see. Fort Myers, we have a crash. Daniels Parkway, Treeline Avenue. You're going to want to watch out for that. We have a crash up in Boquilla, Pine Island Road, Northwest, and Stringfellow Road right there on your way. So you can go left to
right
St. James.
On your way.
Yeah, you can go to left to St. James, or you can go right to Boquilla. You ever been out that way? No.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I haven't been around there.
No. Estero, crash, South Tamiami Trail, Corkscrew Road by the Publix. You're up to date.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you, Haney.
You enjoy it.
It's from both of us, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's from me and Dave.
Yeah. Right on, bro.
Yeah, you put your name on the card.
Yeah, let's laugh.
I'll get him a card.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I'm trying to help. I do the best I can, folks. I swear I do. I do the best I can. Like this world hunger thing, I'm really involved with it. I'm just like you. I see the same commercials as little kids out there hungry. I watch this on TV and I'm home. I'm going, God, you know how sad, how cruel. Because I know the film crew could give this kid a sandwich. Come on, you know there's a director 5 feet away going, don't feed him yet! True. But I'm not trying to make fun of world hunger. If you want to do something about world hunger, I think I have an answer. I think it, a lot of people are adopting this attitude. You want to do something about world hunger? Stop sending them food. Don't send them any more food. You want to help these people? Send them U-Hauls. Send them boxes, you know, some luggage. Send them a guy out there who goes, hey! Hey, you know, we just drove 750 miles across the desert with your food, and it occurred to us that there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is! You live in a desert! Do you understand that? You live in a desert!
The great Sam Kinison. Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show. 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Because we had to take care of other business, but we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer.
The 444 fluffer.
445 fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Indian Giver.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
The weekend is here.
Woo! Damn right.
And that might mean a visit to the local watering hole.
Right up his alley, right on,
right
on.
Down the street from the house. I love it.
You definitely want to stay on good terms with the bartender and avoid doing anything from today's list of the
top
things that annoy bartenders.
Top things that annoy bartenders.
Hand me that guitar out of the tree.
Right there.
Middle-aged Sex in the City fans who still order Cosmos.
Miss Menthol.
2017.
Yep.
Being out of Dos Equis when the most interesting man in the world shows up.
Oh, my God!
Delicately crafting a specialty cocktail that a drunken frat boy slams back in 3 seconds.
Oh, God!
Dave, I see you're gesturing all over the place. What,
yeah,
what is it?
Already, I'm looking at texts.
I know what's going on, man.
Yeah,
well, what is going on?
I'm going to find out.
Dave, you brought shame to Shotokan.
Oh, geez.
Now you've brought shame to the show.
Are you kidding me?
And he's showed the con.
You're a nauseating nincompoop. You showed the con. It's all being peeled like an onion.
No wonder I've got nightmares. Bro, I am now 40 and successful. 44. Holy smoke.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. I can't believe it.
Yep. Where's his...
What happened,
where's
Dave?
Where's his Ric Flair?
What the hell happened? How are you 44?
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I don't know, bro. Mm-hmm.
Top things.
Just simply, please get rid of the guy.
You're a fool. Top things that annoy bartenders.
Yes.
When people ask for a flaming arrow in Uncle Joey's backyard instead of just asking for a rum and coke.
Yep.
Love it.
Oh, God. Mm.
Laugh it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Book of lies.
Yeah.
when they follow all of their contemporaries' advice on getting better tips and it doesn't work. For instance, showing off more cleavage in your mail.
I knew it.
See? I knew it. Yep. I knew that would work.
Yep.
One more time. Top things that annoy bartenders. Listening to your drunk ass screech out "Don't Stop Believin'" on karaoke night.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Customers who don't seem to understand the bartender code requires them to keep all the dudes waiting and only serve the hot chicks.
Yeah. Damn right.
Didn't Dave just turn 43 a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
Another lie.
No, dude, I'm 44. I mean, I gotta look at my ID, man. But I'm
pretty Wait sure. a second. Are you carding yourself?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm 44.
I knew it.
Or am I 43?
That would be a pleasant surprise.
No, dude, I know I'm 44, bro.
Jesus. I'm just... Seriously.
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
You don't pay attention to rumors.
Yeah. Nah, man. I think you need to go back to school. Damn right, Stan.
Because they're all junk.
Yep.
Just roll, man.
I don't know. I'm too drunk.
Bro, yeah. Seasons change, man.
What does that mean?
Just, you know.
He doesn't know what it means.
Yeah, I do.
I'm seriously. Today, my brain has been so dumbed down, it's going to take me a week to recover.
Well.
You got 2 days.
Yep.
Customers who can't appreciate the artistry and craftsmanship of pouring something into a tiny glass. And finally, the very top thing that annoys bartenders.
Yes.
Having to bite their lip to avoid hissing wussy when a man orders an apple teeny.
Oh, we're going to fight after this.
Yeah.
Well, I miss her.
Yeah.
She had to go and wreck her life, though.
Yeah. Well, she's back in the biz again.
Is she?
Yeah.
What's she doing?
Crosstown while we're on.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I guess good for her.
Yep.
No way to live, though.
No, it's not. It's no way to live.
And that, my friend, is our plan.
It is no way to live.
Wait, really? Just a dang minute.
I hear you. I hear you, little Jimmy.
That's it, Freddy.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.